Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Yo, welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the premium sports podcast of the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I am your host Rod, well, your co-host, and I'm joined by my other co-host, JTriz.E. What's going on, Sleazo?
What's up, man? I am the official co-host. Even though we keep having Karen seem like every week, like she's trying to get my job or something.
I don't want it, I promise.
Look, you're that's not right,
gonna,
people.
You're not going to write me up.
You heard our third. You heard the third voice, the co-CEO and managing partner of TBGWT.LLC.
Oh, shit, I'm a CEO. Oh, snap. Nobody told me this.
That's right. So technically, Justin's boss. And my boss.
That's why I say you're not gonna write me up.
I got a promotion.
This is the one job I'm not gonna get wrote up on. So talking about we need to have a meeting.
No, you save. I promise.
And my boss too showed up to bogart her way onto the show again. It's Karen. What's going on?
How y'all doing out there?
You ain't on no coke, is you?
I promise, no problems at the reunion. Ain't no problem.
All right.
Did you see the other video on Vlad TV?
What other video?
With Jocelyn in the studio?
I don't know. No. I must have missed it. I mean, I don't really research these niggas out. Like, if it's not on the TV show, yeah. I pretty much miss it. I don't follow any of them on Instagram or Twitter. So,
me
like,
either.
Have to be for the show. I always miss it because it's like, then he was showing her sucking his dick on camera. I was like, What?
Right. I'm like, shocked, like, what? Roderick, like, what's
that's
happening?
Disgusting. Why would you do that? And then, like, I'll Google it and they'll be like, damn, she sure was.
Yeah, I was like, oh, so that's why they was fighting. Okay, so it makes sense now.
What was the other video of Jocelyn from Love & Hip Hop?
It's not even, it's a video of her in the studio and some other dude.
Rapping or something?
Yep. And it's sad and hilarious all at the same time.
I mean, the music she does already is sad and hilarious.
It is.
Like, even what they show on the show, it's always like, it's the Puerto Rican princess.
Stevie J.
Mm-hmm. So it's already whack. But, yeah.
I'm the baddest bitch.
Yeah. But, yeah, they was acting like savages, man.
Yeah, they came ready to fight. Like, when we seen that clip, I missed the first one, but I was like, you know, I ain't got to see it. This is probably the bulk of the show.
The first one was really actually boring. It all just led up to that fight, like, and the fight was actually unrelated to anything really going on. Like, right. I think they took a break and Stevie said it was hot, and then Benzino was like, that's because you're on that coke. You're on that coke. He was like, what you say? Is like, you're on that cocaine, the coke. And then Stevie J was like, you want to do something? We could do it right now, then. We could do it in the streets. And then Benzino was like, we do it in the streets. Well, we gotta do it in here. He was like, "Nah, we do it right now." And they just ran over there, and started punching each other.
And it was funny though, cause Kurt's face. Like, I think Kurt was standing there, and Stevie J walked past him, and Kurt looked at him like, "Oh, well, security, ain't you gonna handle that shit?"
Yeah, Kurt. I mean, not that I blame him, but Kurt never even took off his shades. He was lying afterwards.
Right.
Like, after it was over, he was like, you know, I'll protect me and mine. I'm going to make sure Rashida's safe. It's like, nigga, you was over there trying to make sure you ain't get hit in your face.
Right.
Yeah, what's his name? Mama was the one up there snatched Jocelyn's wig.
Yeah, Deb Anthony.
Yup.
Yeah, she was like, nah.
Oh, she about that life, because that security guard pushed her. She was like, don't you goddamn push me. I was like, oh, y'all. She'll give you some, security guard.
Then Deb said, I'm about women and womanhood. And women need to be doing things for women, uplifting. I was like, but Deb, you sound like you the mafia sometime when you be talking. I don't know if them bitches be scared, they about to end up floating with the fishes or something.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, she ain't the one to fuck with.
I just put the link to it in the question.
The link to the Vlad video?
Yep, with Jocelyn. Jocelyn.
Please let this be worth it. Let me see.
I can't promise it's going to be worth it.
14 minutes?
It was funny to me.
14 minutes, Justin, really?
Just the first seconds is hilarious to me.
Shout out to Maria Niggas fucking with me. Yeah. I ate a clock in that.
Wow, she really does like she's on cocaine. I gotta put it in the chat for y'all to see.
Oh, she's sweating hard too.
She really does look like she is on drugs bad. Like,
yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
People were saying she looked bad on TV, but you know, that's after they do hours of makeup and all this shit, and she still looked like she did. She wasn't dressed nearly as good as everybody else. Mm-mm. But like, now looking at her in this studio, like, damn, she looked dingy, man.
They did a good job with her. Now right. You feel like VH1 makeup artists actually did a good job.
Mm-hmm. I think they do, period, anyway.
Well,
they even had Dev Antony on the couch a couple times. I was like, look at them thighs. What am I doing? What am I doing? Right.
They had them all pretty.
Yeah.
Brick squad.
Right. Goddamn TV tricks. They got me.
TV tricks.
In the morning, nigga, I get a kiss the blonde nigga. Please let me kiss the blonde nigga. Ah, let me kiss the blonde. Thank you. I guess that.
Oh, she was freestyling that she really wanted to smoke some weed, and it really was a dude with some weed in it.
But what is that in the like cuff of his elbow? Like, is that at first I was like, is that a crack pipe?
I don't know, man. But I'm
the
pretty
blonde
sure.
Nigga.
The thing
right
is,
there, you see it.
Please.
Yeah, I don't know what that like a bottle or something. But,
like a bone?
The question is, what's in the bone? Really? It's a bottle. It's a liquor bottle.
Oh, okay.
The nigga, ah, let me kiss the blunt. Yeah. Thank you. I guess that brain, I smell my way. A little roach, I do it like these. Hold it like.
Man, niggas ain't shit. They zoomed in on her ass so fast. Yep. It was like, it's listen, there. This is what we really here for, guys.
Right.
You know? She's sweating like she in a South American shoe shop
right.
or something.
Right. Like, it's 100% humidity outside.
I did.
Describe what exactly is going on in that footage.
Listen, you see for yourself, man. Like, she was on one. She was turned up. You know what I mean? At the moment, we was having a good time. But when I look back at that shit, she was on. She was on that. You know what I mean? It's no words for what she was on, though.
No, it's words.
It's words for it.
It's words. You can name the drugs.
On that, it's called them drugs.
Right, yeah, them drugs. I'm right, Roger, them drugs.
And I'm sure you know the name of those drugs because he probably the one purchased them.
What's wrong with people in hip-hop that they can't do actual interviews? You ever notice that it's only the really, really, really successful hip-hop artists that can do a sit-down interview where they stare at the person talking to them and respond directly to questions and they don't... Like, look all around the room and, you know what I'm saying, know what I mean, and put their head down and put their hand over their mouth. Like, you know you work with microphones. You should know exactly how they work.
Right.
You should be talking into it.
Your whole livelihood.
It's always with rappers, you gotta, yeah, you know what I'm saying. She was definitely on something, you know what I mean, bruh. Like, nah, no. I don't know. No one knows the fuck you mean. You didn't say anything.
Oh, man, she was spinning balls, man. 100 balls. She was in the studio spinning for like 3 hours straight. No lie. I couldn't even catch all the footage. And she was making us record too. She was like, record. So, you know, we in there smoking, getting high, laughing and all that. That shit was crazy, bro.
Like, is he high right now? Why can't he look in the camera?
He's too fidgety, man.
I don't trust him. Feel like he on coke.
Does he have a diagnosis? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so how old is this footage?
This shit, it's not too, it's a while back, a few months ago.
Okay, so how exactly do you know Jocelyn?
I met her through my cousin, Fly Dan Tony, you know, being in his studio, you know, he was.
Fly Dan Tony, dog. Fly Dan Tony.
I don't know who that is, but.
You ain't been watching the season? That's the dude that, Benzino accused her of having sex with, then they found out it wasn't Fly Dan Tony. It was the driver to the limo.
Oh, that dude was like, nah, not me. Stop putting my name.
Yeah. A nigga named Fly Dan Tony. He don't look like a nigga named Dan Tony at all. Like,
nope.
Like, what does he have? Like, who else named Dan Tony looks like that? Nobody. Yeah, Fly Dan Tony. Like, what made him come up with that rap name? Like, he's a big, he's like, yo, I really like the coach of the Suns.
Yeah, he steals shit out of his house or something.
Yeah.
Writing all her Spanish shit, lyrics and all that, so he used to produce for her and do a lot of shit for her. So, you know, I used to have the keys to the studio. So it was one time she was.
Yo, for niggas that talk about they hate snitching, nobody loves to tell somebody business.
Right.
Like rappers. Rappers will tell your business.
With no problems.
With no compunction.
I got the keys. Now I got to take the keys from him now.
Yeah, you know, I show up, man. I got the keys. So, you know, she's like, I want a Kid Coke. I'm like, go ahead and do that. You know, then we killed two people, hid them behind the studio. You know, their bodies is right there. You know, then we definitely, you know, called and leaked all the news for the celebrities, even the underage ones, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Check that out right there on the website. Mm-hmm.
Hey, just follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, but just, you know, just know, stop snitching, nigga. Stop telling the police all your business.
Yeah, we put the photos on Instagram for those out there that didn't want to see it.
It was me, Fly D'Antoni, whose real government name is Anthony Samuels.
Right.
And, of course, his social security call number is 514.
but only his close people can call him that, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I am.
To come through, and I had the studio for that night, and he wasn't there, so she still came through. She called me and said, "What I do there?" And then I was like, "Yeah, come through." She came through, and then
what? See, this is why y'all rap. This is why raps be whack. This nigga said, "Come through 17 times." He covered it in the first sentence.
That's when I felt like he was lying.
Yeah, can I come through? Well, you could come through. But I was like, you could come through. Can you come through? She's like, can I come through? I said, you could come through if you want to come through. So come through. So she came through. Like, what?
And I had the studio for that night, and he wasn't there, so she still came through. She called me and said, what I do there? And then I was like, yeah, come through. She came through. And then there, that's when it all happened right there.
I'm a motherfucking monster. No, you ain't. I'm the truth. I'm the monster.
Sound like she trying to do an impression of Nicki Minaj.
Right. Because that's what's hot right now.
Yeah, but it's not really working.
Mm-mm.
This ain't your style. This is just what I do. I get on.
The camera keep going to her ass. It's so good. Like, it's so creepy, but it's what every dude would do.
Yeah, they're like, I don't give a
fuck
about
this situation,
because
it's like, you're so whack. I only opened the studio to look at your ass.
And describe her outfit for the people.
Oh, yeah. It looked like Wonder Woman booty shorts, basically.
It is. It got stars on it.
And a tight t-shirt.
Yes, it's blue with white stars.
No makeup.
And it be, I'm not fucking with you.
So was this the first time?
Nah, they zoom in on her titties and ass, and that is it. That's all dudes see when they talk to her.
You met Jocelyn, or you knew her?
Nah, I've been around her plenty of times. Like, I've been around her plenty of times. Off the strength of Fly D'Antoni. You know, he family, so he write all her shit. She really want to do music, so, like, she was always around, like, just on studio type shit, you know what I mean?
Hey,
you know,
I used
to throw my little shots at her playing around.
First of all, he is pressing too hard to be like, yeah, I've been knowing her. But if I'm Fly D'Antoni, because her lyrics is whack, I wouldn't want credit for writing all her shit.
Yeah.
Like, start giving me credit for that.
And obviously, he didn't write this shit. I mean, she's not reading nothing. She's just talking for 3 hours straight.
She real freaky, like, you know what I mean? So, she do what it do.
So, basically trying to say they fucking her, right?
It sounds like it. That's what he insinuated.
Now, how you got all the rap on film, but you ain't got none of the sex on film? Seems like these niggas are hustling backwards and shit, right?
Yeah, like proof. Like nobody was in there taking at least one picture.
Yeah, it should be a sex tape or something out here for Jocelyn. If that's what y'all really about.
Hey, Stevie J got pictures of Althea. He only went to once.
Right. Seems like y'all hustling backwards. Y'all could be rich now.
So I heard there was some sort of thing that happened between you and Jocelyn. You want to talk about that?
She.
Yo, Vlad, by the way, is the white devil. Because he's just vilifying black people out here, putting our business on the street.
I need to see what he looked like. I don't even know what
he's a regular ass white dude.
Oh, is he white?
Man, look at these Negroes.
He got so much street cred.
Yeah, let me ask these Negroes to embarrass themselves. So then what happened with 50 Cent Floyd? Go ahead. Yes, stupid Negroes.
She be thotting. She be out there. That's thotsling. You know, she out there. But actually, that same night of footage is.
She be thotting? That's a. Is we verbing that now?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
When the first time I hit it, you know what I mean? But, you know, I kept that real low. That wasn't nothing I wanted to.
But you're telling everyone right now.
So now we know.
I don't understand the world, man.
Me either.
Broadcast like that.
It's not a secret. You know, it's a secret, but I'm going to tell y'all and put this on YouTube because it's a secret.
Like, is he just angling to be on the show, too? Because this is what they do on the show. They be like, look, we got to keep this on the low. And then they have cameras following them around.
Right.
And they be like, so I heard you was smashing the homie. No, I wasn't smashing the homie. You were smashing the homie. I'm going to go find the homie and talk to him right now.
See, but keep it on the
low.
Smashing.
Keep it on the low. Yo, he over there. I'm about to go walk over to him right now.
He ain't got to drive a fire. Like, that nigga could never drive a car for me, ever.
Right. Not for my woman.
Or me, period.
Right.
Because he going to talk about what the fuck I do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what it is. She a real freak, though. I definitely was in there. The funny part about that, though, when I was at her crib, this was after. We was in the studio from 3 to, 7 in the morning, right? She was straight rapping.
All right, I can't watch this anymore. Hey, man, you know what's crazy is this show is about a bunch of whack-ass people.
Mm-hmm.
And they have successfully pawned off, more whack people that I'm being introduced to.
Right, because...
you know what I mean? Fly Dan Tony... Ferrari for real. Has anyone ever heard their music?
No, I don't know who the fuck they are.
Oh. Yeah. That Fly Dead Tony, he was on the show. I didn't know who it was.
Mm-hmm. Here's a Ferrari for real song featuring Chef called Nobody, which, I mean, you know, accurate, right? But, yeah, who are these people?
Jordan. I ain't never had to ask another nigga for help.
Keep in mind, his video only has less than 3,000 hits.
Wow.
You niggas need me. I show you the way, though. Everything that I got on my own, I ain't never need nobody. Even my mama told me go and get it. I ain't never need nobody. Made it to the top all by myself. I ain't never need nobody. Damn if I ask another nigga for help, cause I don't need nobody. Nobody.
Wait, was that Stevie? That was Stevie just now.
Hey man, the lyrics is really nobody 100 times.
It's official.
Nobody.
I don't know if that was Stevie or not. Oh. It looked like Fly D'Antoni. Like Ferrari for real.
Shit, they all look the same to me. I don't know.
Probably can't afford to have nobody in this video.
Nobody. I never had my hand out, nigga. Always been a standout, nigga. Never stood around.
Of course, he has a gun in his video. Mm-hmm. Typical.
Acting like a bitch. Always hit the man route, nigga, cause niggas be standing around hating. I'm on the money route chasing. Just a young
nigga. Why
that
hat like that? Bulls hat he wearing look like a 1980s version. It's all straight on the edges.
I thought it was Miami Heat.
Yeah, it might have been a Heat, but it's all straight. It don't even curve. Jordan.
Wait, is that Nico behind him?
No, man, you think every black person is every black person?
I'm about to say, I know that's not Nico.
Man, all the darker shade of black people look alike to me.
Look, he got YG in the video and then he put YG beneath YG's face. That's how you know when someone's famous in the video. So if it was Stevie J and Nico, it would say Stevie J and Nico because this dude is like, look who's in my video.
I thought it was T.I. for a second.
Look, it's YG. It's YG.
Shit, tired of doing bad, so I had to do good. And turn that goodness into greatness. And that's when I stopped going ape shit. Doing my thing, couldn't tell me to say shit. So fuck with
that. Look like Nico.
Yeah.
Right, now that look like Nico.
I'm pretty sure that was Nico.
I think that was Nico.
Oh.
Say shit. So fuck what you mean, I need help. I do this shit all by myself. And fuck what you mean, I need help. I do this shit all by myself.
Oh, he stole Kanye's, huh, man? Anyway, so now you guys know what Ferrari for real sounds like. So
I'm glad. And from what you and Hot Five Starter Boys talking about, look like the next season of Love and Hip Hop is going to be in L.A.
Yeah.
And the way that cast and crew sound, oh, Lord.
Well, yeah. You got Ray J in it. Ray J always keep it 100.
Yeah, I know Karen can't wait to get behind on that one.
I sure will.
I'll be up to date. Can't miss it.
Oh, yeah, I'll be behind.
This is Fly Dead Tony, and the song is called Cashwell. Stevie J Danger Zone Entertainment. So wait, there's a few things right now. Number one, you can show titties on YouTube?
I guess so.
Because this woman clearly has her titties out.
I was going to say, that should be the first thing, but you did bring it up.
Yeah, well, she is squatting, actually sitting on another woman.
A stripper sitting on a stripper.
Right, that's...
That's some inception.
Right. That's strip on strip action.
And then her titties is out. I didn't even know that
was possible.
A thing that you could do.
I think YouTube was like, you could do anything but fuck.
Two, how is this a Stevie J production, but the crux of the storyline is that this dude is fucking Stevie J's girl, right? Like that was a big thing. This season was like, oh, she fucking his girl.
Yep.
Yeah. OG nigga told me a broke nigga only broke cause he make excuses.
By the way, this is such amateur stripper footage.
This is BET Uncut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not even BET Uncut level. They don't have a tripod. This is just like niggas with a handy cam, dog.
Aww.
A boss, nigga. Yeah. Big whips, big chips, call it cash flow.
Jocelyn in the video.
Okay.
Stevie J production, right?
That's Stevie J right there.
All this money on me, all this money on me, money on me, all this money on me, all this money on me, money on me, all this money on me, all this money on me, money on me, all this money on me, all this money on me. I get on a whole nother level. I'm jugging no flexing. Got gold on my bezel. I'm burning that Keisha while gripping that metal. These niggas is pussy. I call them stilettos. Killing the game. Don't know what they doing. I'm repping my city. I'm booming. I'm booming. Amigo, amigo. Que no trape cupe. That traigo dinero. I know how to do it. Flex.
Hey, man. He actually can rap.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, his chorus is terrible.
Right, but he sound better than some of that other bullshit.
Yeah, maybe it's just because we've been listening to so many love and hip-hop artists.
Right, did I so bad.
But he actually flowed and was on beat for 16 bars. I'm surprised.
But that's why Jocelyn thinks she can throw that Spanish in her rap.
Yeah.
Because he just did it.
She be copying him.
She not that good, though.
Niggas ain't talk about nothing, they ain't talk about a check. Look like money and I talk that money. Money. Got your bitch working out that neck. Switch that back.
Jocelyn all up in the camera, dog.
And that was hilarious when he said that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, she all up in the camera, dog.
Money, money. Got your bitch working out that neck.
Got your bitch working out that neck. And, of course, Jocelyn goes, I won't be in the camera at this moment.
Yep.
When this dude's supposed to be fucking me.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, Stevie J. If you officially married her.
Oh,
luck.
They're not married.
Push that black caddy truck to a vet. Assalamu alaikum, got money on deck. Motherfucker hated every scared to get a check. Two dog coupe, I'ma show you how to flex. Nigga. Big whips, big chips, call it cash flow. Getting money, motherfucker.
Oh, my.
Asshole. Burning rubber on.
I don't think he's saying words in some of this.
Oh, he not.
Anyway.
Hunter. Ass flow.
This has
all I heard.
Nothing to do with while we're here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with it. What we should be talking
about. You're welcome.
But we don't care.
This is what we talk about before y'all show up anyway. Before we hit record every week.
That is sports.
Typically some bullshit.
Cause they were fighting like they was on WWE.
Yeah, but supposed to be talking about this kind of shit.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit of Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right there.
I'm talking about balls deep in love. Wanna have sex with a personality. Drive up her positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking, just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as
better than Michael Jordan, though.
Sorry to hear that.
Where was I? We'll talk about balls deep. In love. I'm talking about balls deep. My boy's talking about balls deep. We'll talk about balls deep. In love. That's right, man. Wonga sent us the official MP3 audio version that he ripped from his own Cleveland Show DVDs.
I was going to say, that sounded a little different.
Right. I ain't never heard that version. Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah, full version, no cuts, no missing words.
Right, because we get the edited version.
It was clearer, too. Appreciate mm-hmm. you, Wonga.
I don't think we got any emails this week for Balls Deep, probably because we're doing the show so early. So our normal people that email us didn't get a chance. Yep. Although I can finally answer questions that you guys have been talking about.
Football back.
Because tomorrow begins the beginning of football.
Mm-hmm.
And I can stop like ignoring y'all's fantasy football questions because I got my own team now. So right. I got all my teams done.
Me too.
Nobody can, nobody can worry. I don't have to worry about anybody using my knowledge against me in a fantasy football draft.
And picking players and stealing, yeah.
Yeah, we already give you enough free information every week.
Right.
If you pay attention to the show, you probably know what we think about most of
the
players anyway. But I was just going to go through the draft top 200 list, and I'm just going to tell you the guys I don't want to fuck with this year. And feel free to add on, guys, if y'all have people that y'all don't fuck with.
David Bowie, or the Kansas City dude.
Dwayne Bowe.
Yeah, I fuck his name up. Fuck him. He's terrible.
Yeah, he is terrible.
And he's suspended right now anyway?
He got suspended for drugs for like 1 week, I think, maybe two.
Oh, okay.
Not that that's enough to make me not draft him. I actually have him in a league or two where he dropped so far. I was like, I guess I'll take this nigga with my 17th pick. You know what I mean? Go ahead, Cam.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, well, I would take him. It depends on where you get him. Like everything,
that's true.
Everything with fantasy football depends on where you get them. Now, there's some people I'll never have on my team because I'm not going to draft them where you would draft them, right. Person, you know, in out here in the regular world.
Right. He's on my do not draft list.
Yeah, I would not, there's some people, yeah, I wouldn't draft at all. Mm. Dwayne Bowe is really close to mine. I would not draft at all, but he's dropped so far that I was like, I guess I'll take him with, like, if it was between him and, you know, the third wide receiver on the Houston Rockets, I'd be like, all right, let me just get Dwayne Bowe. I'm never going to play him anyway.
Say Houston Rockets.
Oh, I meant Houston Texans. So yeah, people I don't want to take. This is my personal preference, but, I hate Matt Forte.
Yes.
He's productive. There's no reason to hate him.
Is he running back for the Bears?
He's a running back for the Bears. There's really no reason to dislike this dude. He's never, he doesn't get injured that often.
Nope. There's several reasons to dislike him.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I question, his IQ. This is a man that decided to play and get injured instead of holding out when players actually could hold out.
Yeah, that was in 2011 when he played the 12 games.
Yep. And
yep, I remember that.
And fucked his knee up. And ever since then, I questioned him as a player.
The thing that scares me about him is that he likes to play hurt. And while that seems cool on the one hand, I don't like getting to Sunday and being like, is this nigga going to play?
Right.
I mean, he got, you know, but it's good that, you know, he did finish every game last year. He had 1,300 yards, 288 rushes. Almost 5 yards a carry. I mean, there's nothing negative I can say about that dude. It's a strictly superstitious personal preference. I don't like having him on my team. The year that I did have him on my team, I drafted his ass high. That was the year he should have held out, got hurt, only got less than 1,000 yards. Only played 12 games. Like, so it's like little shit like that that'll put me off of somebody. Another dude I don't own in the, like, if I had the top two or three pick, Jamal Charles. a dude that I had a couple years ago. My problem with Jamal Charles is that statistically, that nigga is feast or famine. Now, over the year, right. it will average itself out. Like, it's not like every game is going to be whack or some shit, but just like statistically, I'm like, all right, is he going to go? Cause his quarterback don't got an arm.
Yeah. He had that one great year back in Green Bay.
Nah. Jamal Charles.
Who was that? That wasn't him in Green Bay. Yeah, who was that in Green Bay?
Now, Jamal Charles, always been with Kansas City.
Who was that in Green Bay then that had that one good year?
Ahmad Green?
Nope. When Brett Favre had that one good year.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Ryan something fucking, Ryan.
I don't know why I was thinking it was the same person.
Yeah. But anyway, let's get back to this stuff.
Yeah, anyway.
The other thing that kills me with this, bad luck. I had this nigga the year that he got hurt the second game and was out for the season. Drafted him with my top like five pick.
That's not why you should dislike him though.
I'm just saying these are the little things that bother me. Now, personally, if I had a top pick this year, the running back I want to own is LeSean McCoy.
Yes, sir.
Workhorse, doesn't get hurt often, on an offense that runs the ball a lot, but got him some help so that he won't be the only person running the ball. Like, first I was worried, like, damn, this ain't going to be touching the ball 30 times a game. But when you get Darren Sproles, that means you're giving away some of his touches, which means LeSean McCoy will probably get hurt less, get hit less. But I just like him because he's young and he's good, man. So I know he hurt his thumb in preseason, but it was just his thumb. He'll be all right.
Yeah, and I know for me, I don't do Cutler.
Yeah, we're not even down to that.
Okay.
Cutler's basically undraftable.
Yeah, because I know you're talking about quarterbacks. Cutler, because like, the year I had him, he was fucking emotional. And he'd go out there and everything good, he chucking it up. Everything bad, you're like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? And also, I don't do Flacco. I don't draft him. Cause it's emotional for you. Cause you either gonna, like, he gonna be scoring, or you gonna be looking at the screen like, what the fuck is happening here?
Yep.
Well, that's cause they don't have any receivers. Or running.
That's not true. Flacco got all that money, but he has Torrey Smith. Now he has Steve Smith, but he also had like Dennis Pitta. He had, who else was it? My man that, fast motherfucker.
But when you used to throwing the ball to Anquan Boldin,
he had him for a while and still was inconsistent.
Well, they won the Super Bowl though.
But winning the Super Bowl got shit to do with fantasy.
You're right. Fantasy ain't the
same. You're equating two different things, brother.
Yeah.
No, but
I want my 20 points every week. I don't give a fuck about you going to a goddamn Super Bowl.
But what I'm saying is, well, Anquan on the team, you could just, like Karen said, you could just chuck it up there, dog. And he going, it don't, as long as it's in the area, he going to catch it. And he got used to that, and other receivers not on the same level.
That's cool, but statistically, that doesn't bear out.
Right,
like,
because
he didn't have a better year with Anquan, where it was like, fantasy-wise, Joe Flacco's a reliable quarterback.
No,
like, he's always been
inconsistent,
unreliable.
That's why Andy Dalton was ranked so high. Because with A.J. Green, I'm just going to chug it up.
Yeah, but Anquan Boldin's not A.J. Green level receiver with the yards and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, A.J. Green is definitely getting you over 1,000 yards. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so with Quan, he's an intermediate receiver. Some years, you know, where he's just kind of the possession guy, he'll catch a lot of tough catches, but he's not going to break it to the house for you all the time. AJ Green, man, you just throw that shit 70 yards in the sky and be like, go get the touchdown, bro. Like, it's different, man. And Joe Flacco's just not that good.
No, when I'm talking about fantasy, I don't care about wins or losses. Fantasy wise, you'll either be like, he'll win it for you, or he'll lose it for you, and you'd be like, fuck.
Well, he lose it way more than he win it, though.
Right, so that's why I said no.
I mean, he had a couple, like, 5 and 6 interception games.
Yes, he did.
One season.
I know, because I think I had him 2 years in a row, and I was like, fuck this.
Well, wait, you actually drafted him for 2 years?
She drafted him and Cutler.
Right. And I actually kept Flacco. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me.
I've never liked him enough that I would draft him on my team.
Well, I was listening to Karen before the draft, because I don't tell her what to do. She was just like, yeah, I think I'm going to keep Flacco. I was like, don't you hate him?
Like, yeah, because it was so emotional.
Look, I would rather go ahead and pick Matty Ice for Atlanta than Flacco. At least he got Roddy White to toss it up there, too.
Now, personally, those dudes are not even I wouldn't worry about them because they're just not even in the top, like, 15 quarterbacks this year. So
Gino was ranked higher than them.
There's no reason. There's no reason to draft them.
No,
is
it's
all I'm saying.
No, it's not.
I'm looking at the draft list on this website I go to, and it's like the top, you know, like your top quarterbacks and shit. Joe Flacco isn't like he's like 20th maybe. So that this year, there's no reason to even talk about staying away from him because nobody in their right mind would draft him. Now Jay Cutler is 12th. So maybe somebody might draft him, and I can understand saying why you wouldn't draft him. But
send me that Rod and the producers.
What, link. The list?
The link.
Hold on.
And I know for me and Justin talked about this the other day, and I'm sorry for you Steelers fans, but I'm not drafting Ben Roethlisberger no more.
Roethlisberger.
Ben, rape your mother.
Yeah. Right. You rape bitches. I will not draft you. Fuck you.
But Ben Roethlisberger, quarterback 17, shouldn't be on your team. Unless there's fucking 47 people in your league and you drafting two quarterbacks, why the fuck would you? These people not worth talking about.
Bro, people was drafting quarterbacks so early.
In the fantasy football blackout test league,
they always do
y'all
that.
Niggas love quarterbacks. I don't know why. They're not like any, like they're not weighted any bigger than the other positions.
Nope.
But like, people like, I think Shirley Wong took Peyton Manning number one overall.
I couldn't believe that. Okay, she was number one in that league because I was number two.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, whoever she picked, I already knew who I was going to pick because I was like, fuck, I got number two. Yes.
His ADP, which is average draft position, 10.
Right. And she picked 10. Him. I was like,
she took him number one.
Oh, you picked him? Okay. Click.
Now, the thing is, when you're number one, it does mean that you're not going to get another pick until pick like 24 or some shit. So I do get why you want to take your guy and you just got to live with it. But it was just funny to me because I was like, wow, she really, really loves Peyton Manning.
Yeah. And it is funny doing the Blackout Who Tips League because this is Justin's first year. But it's funny doing it because they pick quarterbacks high. A lot of them pick defenses high. And it's just really strange the way they pick because it's a PPR league. So you want to draft people who actually receive the ball, like, you know, it's points per receptions. So, you know, it's weighted differently and that kind of goal. So it's really weird sometimes playing in that league.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. They did a lot of crazy shit this year. And then niggas get like pet peeve dudes. Like, I just really like this guy I went to high school with. You're like, I guess.
But
nobody else knew who the fuck he was.
Right. Yeah, if you think you need to get him
in the seventh round. So all right, people I'm staying away with. Let's go by position. That's a better way to do it. Peyton Manning, no problem with him. Drew Brees, not on any of my teams. Not that I think he's gonna have a bad year. I just don't like reaching to get him. His average draft position is 20th, but that nigga stays going in the first round. Like, soon as someone takes Peyton Manning, someone always takes Drew Brees.
Right, because like everybody panics.
A complete panic move.
Man, he had that one year where he was averaging like 24 points a game.
Yeah.
But that's it. He haven't done that in a while. That was pre the scandal they had.
Yeah, and it's not like he's bad. I mean, it's not a bad quarterback to have. You will be have at the end of the season, you'll probably have a top 3 quarterback, top 5 quarterback for the season no matter how it shakes out. But still, is it worth passing up on every good running back after that and wide receiver as well? Aaron Rodgers, no problem picking him as long as it's not too early. Most leagues I've been in, he's gone way too early.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck, a dude I really like this year. And for some reason, after you get out the top 3, people just like if you look at the average draft position, 10 for Peyton, 20 for Drew, 18 for Aaron Rodgers, 46 for Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm.
So for the value, you know what I mean? We've gone now 4 rounds into the draft. I've gotten 3 solid, like a 2 running backs and a wide receiver. Then I get Andrew Luck.
Yep.
I like that way better.
Man, people hit that panic button.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the problem is because they panicking, they I got to get them now, but it's the wrong pick.
Yep. And yeah, and they do it like just a quarterback went, another quarterback went. Oh, when am I going to get my guy? I can't play cool. Can't play cool. Got to get him now.
Yep.
Matthew Stafford's getting picked high, 41 first. So that's even ahead of Andrew Luck. So that's another reason I like Andrew Luck, because I like him more than Matthew Stafford. Nick Foles, top six quarterback. And people really believe that 27-2, man, from last year. Mm-hmm. As an Eagles fan, I'm looking for a back to life, back to reality. I don't own him on any of my teams because I'm scared. Now, that's not rational, and yeah, I'm sure that he will. Weeks.
It's rational.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that he will have a year that he'll have a chance to have another good season. I don't think it'll be anywhere close to what it was last season, because, like, he didn't play every game. Defenses didn't get used to him right away. He had, some luck that was just amazing. 27-2 is just unheard of unless you're Peyton Manning.
Right. And that's why I say it's rational, because this year, if he has those 22 touchdowns, he's going to have, like, 11, 12 picks to go right along with it, which is going to nullify any scoring that he's doing.
It's possible. I get why the place that people are taking him, 64, which is after Tom Brady, but before Matt Ryan. I get it. Like, mm-hmm. It's not a big risk. Mm-mm. And you ended up getting 5 or 6 good picks before that.
Right.
So I get it, but I won't be part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not for your boy. Tom Brady, I don't think Tom Brady is a legit top fantasy quarterback anymore.
Not no more. He used to be, but not no more.
But Gronk is back. And if Gronk stays healthy, maybe.
Right.
But maybe. Tom Brady is getting by on his reputation of the past for a while now.
Right. Yeah. And they don't keep his receivers. Like, anybody that he beats with, they'll be like, you know what? Mm-mm, you've been here too long. Bye.
Yeah. So he's got to do it with Brandon LaFell. Now, everybody from North Carolina that's watched some Panthers games knows that people are hyping up Brandon LaFell, but we'll see what happens when them bullets start flying.
Right.
He was good for a key drop every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Just Cam hit him in the hands. What happened?
Right. That's a crucial first down.
So the reason he's not on the Panthers, even though the Panthers spent a high draft pick on him.
Right.
Matt Ryan, I think, is probably the biggest sleeper this season.
Yep.
Because the reason he fell off is because Julio Jones and Roddy White died.
Yes, they did.
Last season. So Matt Ryan just started looking normal. Now, I don't believe in him as like just put him on any team and he's going to be good. But I do believe you put him with two of the top most talented wide receivers.
Devin Hester in the slot.
Yeah. I think they're missing Tony Gonzalez because he retired.
Yep.
So that's actually kind of a big, it hurts. Because Tony Gonzalez, even when he was old, man, just having a tight end that knows where to be on the field matters a lot.
Can block. Yes, he does. He know how to block.
Yeah, he blocks. You get in those goal line situations, you don't have to just throw fades to the corner to Julio and Roddy anymore. You can, like, look in the middle of the field. So it will hurt him a little bit, but I think he'll finish the season ahead of Nick Foles and Tom Brady. And maybe even Matthew Stafford.
Well, I hope not ahead of Tom Brady. I did get Tom.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to keep it personal, man. If you I'm just saying, I can see a scenario where if everybody on that roster stays healthy, we're looking like, yeah, Matt Ryan beasted this year.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I hope he doesn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. I wasn't trying to go against y'all personal agendas. We all got our agendas with our team at this point. I didn't draft Colin Kaepernick. Why?
No, me either.
Because he's a nigger. And I am not doing it. Sorry. But he got all that money now. His team is in chaos. He got a bunch of people walking around. They got money. They beating their women. They homophobic. They doing drugs. They getting DUIs. He's not a real leader.
That's why I wouldn't get their defense, though. Offense? Nope. On the offense, they're not having any issues.
Are they?
All defense.
Because part of the reason that they had a good offense is because their defense was getting them the ball
right
back.
He didn't have Crabtree last year. He got Crabtree this year.
Yep.
He still got Anquan. He got Vernon Davis.
Crabtree.
Anquan only 47 years old.
Yep. He got Vernon Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he do some things.
Yeah, I don't
just
trust
not
him.
Against Seattle.
I don't trust him.
I forever and always want him.
No,
to,
no offense. I don't trust him. He's black. He's Seattle. Black. He's got all those tattoos.
It's because he looks like Squidward.
He likes to run. You know, I don't like them black quarterbacks that like to run too much. I like Cam Newton because Cam be like, oh, they trying to hit me, and he just get down, even though he way bigger than the people trying to hit him. He be like, nope,
right.
You might hit me in my knee. Nope, nope. I'm laying down.
Stop, right. I just playing. Had surgery.
People be mad as hell at Cam. Would it be fourth and one? They try to do, or third and one, and they try to do that quarterback sneak, and Cam look in there and be like, nope, not working. People be mad as shit. Why did he just try to run through? He's like, because I want to keep playing.
Right.
Kick the fucking field goal or punt. I'll be back.
Right. This is not the end.
I can't believe a lot of people was picking Cam as their first quarterback.
Now, yeah, this season, this season, I don't get it. Yeah, last season I get it. This season, I don't understand.
Because we've
now
been
I have
telling
to have
y'all,
a surgery.
We've been telling y'all all summer they don't have anybody to pass to.
Right. Yeah,
they lost everybody.
They're going to be so bad this year.
You know how bad it is? The Panthers are working out Stephen Hill. Who is Stephen Hill? Stephen Hill got cut from the Jets. The Jets.
Oh.
With Geno.
Oh.
And Mike Vick. That's how bad it is in Carolina, dog. They like, can we have your leftovers, Jets? Yeah, so Colin Kaepernick, don't trust him. You know, too many tats, too blackish. RG3.
Do they not listen to the show?
Dog. You know
y'all ain't been watching football?
Dog, I have RG3 in a keeper league, right? Where it's like, it's free for me to keep him. Like, I don't have, like, I can't, if I drop him, I can only just pick up a roster spot and I don't get, like, I pick up a draft pick, but the draft pick is at the end of the draft. So it's like, it's a no brainer to keep RG3, even if I never play him. Maybe I can trade him or use him on a bye week. Listen, I was sitting around the house before the season started, looking at preseason games, trying to convince myself, like, maybe I should just keep RG3 for my quarterback.
Oh, he's terrible.
And then I'll use my other space on, like, you know, one of my running backs and stay stacked that way. Nigga, he took a slide and almost got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
A slide. by himself. And got up like, oh, my knee. And I was like, uh-oh, nope, can't do it. Then it was a preseason game, by the way. Refused to run out of bounds and got hit by three Browns.
Refused.
And I said, man, no. You're
trying to kill yourself.
I can't go through 16 games of this. More than likely, 6 games of this. Because he probably won't.
Or less.
Yeah, he probably won't make it the whole season. So, RG3, man, good luck to him. You know, I hope he make it through the season. But he got the white boy breathing down his neck. They went and got talent at receiver and tight end and shit. I could just see a situation where, like, he gets tweaked up week 3 or 4. The white boy come in, put up some pretty good numbers, and maybe they get a win or two. And now we're sitting around talking about, should they put RG3 back in? I can't have that kind of drama on my fantasy team.
Mm-mm.
Unless it's on my bench. Now, I was able to get him on my bench in one of the TBGWT leagues. Because nobody would pick him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like, he was, like, on the board, it was like, he is the 60th best player. Or something like that, right? Now, I think that's overrated, but whatever.
I do, too.
I got him at, like, pick 140 or something. It was something stupid. Like, niggas was going right by that RG3. Like, nope, I already got a quarterback.
I was shocked you picked him. I was like, why?
Because it was so bad, man. Like, it was like, at 120, it was like, pick him or pick, like I said, the third wide receiver on Oakland. Like, it was, like,
it's
people,
like, I have a better chance of him lasting all 16 games. Click.
You understand? I filled every position on my team and even had backups before I got RG3.
Yep. Well, I did pick Geno.
Yeah, now that was stupid. Because there's no chance that he's good.
Yeah, right. You pick LeBlanc too.
Well, actually, you know, I take that back, Justin. We still don't know if he's good or something. We still don't. He could be good, man. It might just be my bias.
Hey, but the thing is with him, he still they looking, well, they project him to get like 20 points in the league. And I was like, he'll never see, only way he'll start is if I'm playing somebody who I know has not made any roster changes, and like four of their players having a bye week that week.
Yeah, it's gotta be like a bunch of bad shit happening.
You know, I've been like, oh, I'm gonna start Geno this week just cause.
Cam Newton, nope, undraftable, staying away.
You better not draft him.
Not cause he's black, mm-hmm. but because they won't give him any help cause he's black.
Right. And he got a cracked rib right now.
Right. Yeah, and a hurt ankle.
And he just came off of surgery, and I'm a huge Panther fan, and I'm a very realistic Panther fan. And I was like, we're going to fucking be terrible this year. I know this and I understand this. I picked nobody from the Panthers. Nobody.
I can't believe people drafted him I remember that first day you was like, nope, I'm not giving out any fantasy mm-hmm. football advice. And I told y'all then, don't draft Cam.
Yeah. Cause, yeah. And they still did.
They still drafted. I was like, y'all niggas just don't listen.
Jake, this is why I don't give them advice. Not because they don't listen, but because what if they would have listened and then I would end up drafting Cam because they would have took every quarterback around Cam.
Right.
That happened with Mike Vick 1 year. I was on the show like, fuck Mike Vick. I never draft that nigga again. I end up getting Mike Vick because they drafted every quarterback.
Oh. Yep. No advice to the teams picked.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all letting me get AJ Green, by the way.
You can have him.
I still won the league, but whatever.
Appreciate that.
AJ,
that's my boy.
What pick did you have?
Ninth.
Oh yeah, that's reasonable to get AJ about there though.
I think I got him second round.
You got him second round?
Yeah, I think it was second round when I got AJ.
Oh, you know what? With the way they pick quarterbacks, I can see it. Yeah, I was gonna say like,
yeah.
But that a lot of weird shit happened in this draft. Right. Jay Cutler. Nope. Russell Wilson. I'm sold on Russell Wilson.
Nope.
I think Russell Wilson could easily end the season top five quarterback. Easy. Have you seen him in preseason?
Not points.
Huh? No, points.
Points.
Have you seen him in preseason? It's stupid.
He's nice. No, he is nice.
No.
Yeah, you mixing fantasy with like reality. Like it's not.
No, he putting up numbers. Like
he is.
I went and looked this shit up like, what? Like, when, like, Russ got rid of that white woman. Start getting his hair. No disrespect. Start getting his hair cut by the white dude.
You got a mohawk
at Supercuts.
Yeah, I was like, what is Russ doing, man?
Have you seen the pictures he put out on Twitter?
He got a mohawk.
Yo, well, you know, he just doing all the charity events with all the kids, all the sick kids at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Doing his PR thing. You know how he does. And he got like a little mohawk.
He's consistent. That's what I can say about him.
On the right side.
Oh, this one here.
There.
This man, he got even his mohawk looks safe.
It do look like a Macklemore cut.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can put it in chat for y'all to see. But yeah, I love Russell Wilson, dog. Like,
yeah,
I think Percy Harvin showing up and being healthy is going to help that offense because I don't think Golden Tate was that good anyway.
He wasn't.
Karen, your camera went off for a second. But I don't think Golden Tate was that good anyway. And I think he got a little overrated. And people know his name because he came from Notre Dame. But if you really think about it, like, who's scared of Russell Wilson? I mean, Golden Tate, you know?
Nobody. I couldn't believe y'all let me get Doug Baldwin, the second receiver, behind Percy. Because Percy not going to stay so healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, he won't hit away from having a concussion again.
Right.
He could trip tying his shoes and he gonna have a concussion.
So you don't believe in Russell Wilson, but you do believe in Doug Baldwin, who's only the second.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm just asking.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm just asking the question.
But it's the way you form the question.
Well, answer it the way you want to answer it.
Don't form it like we're on men's society so you can say, you know you done fucked up.
I'm
right.
just saying, but you know you did.
You know you done fucked up.
But you know you did just fuck up. You believe in the second best receiver on the team.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is
so Russell, you must believe in Russ by proxy.
I'm saying that Russ going to get you two touchdowns a game and he not going to have any turnovers. And I'm saying both of them touchdowns gonna just happen to go to Doug Baldwin. And what I'm saying is for my third to last pick, that's a good pickup. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying Russ gonna end the season. Like right now, they have him as quarterback 13. I say Russ ends the season top 8 fantasy quarterback.
Yeah, he's consistent. Like he's going to be a steady every week.
I just think they're going to open up the offense more for him. That's all. I just think they're going to be like, yeah, dog, you can throw down the field just a little bit more.
They go. And I think they're going to try to. No, did the running back get that money he wanted? I can't think of his name right now. Marshawn Lynch. So they definitely changing the offense to show him we don't need you.
Think about this last year, man. How many rushing touchdowns do you think Russell Wilson had last year?
For the whole season?
For the whole season.
What, 5, 6 maybe?
Not a lot.
One. Now, if he just gets 4, I'm telling you, he'll be top 8 easy. It's something that simple. He had 4 the season before. Then he just randomly, by luck, just only had 1 last season.
That's because he a pass first quarterback.
I feel good about this, man. That's all I'm saying. And maybe I'll be wrong. It happens all the time. But I feel good about Russell Wilson this year. Everybody that drafted Russell Wilson got a steal, because you could wait after all the good quarterbacks is gone and still get a sleeper.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't he your number one quarterback?
One league, he is. For one of my leagues, he's my number one quarterback. I know. Yep. I feel very comfortable with it.
I would too.
I don't even think I have a backup in that league. Maybe it's RG3, who according to ESPN, is supposed to go before us. So
I can't talk. I got, like I said, I got Geno.
Right.
I can't. What can I really say?
Tony Romo. Me personally, I'm not drafting this nigga ever, but he's a pretty good fantasy quarterback only because his team's defense is going to be so bad this year.
Right.
Historically bad.
And the thing, I think I got Tony Romo in like one league. And the thing about Tony Romo, I play Tony Romo to November. Once we get around November, December, I sit his ass down because statistically and historically, that's when he's terrible. But he will have games where he'll ball out, whether because they're behind, so he got to throw the ball, trying to keep them into the game. But yeah, overall, no.
You know the thing with Tony, though, I like about him? I'll play him in fucking November and December. I have no problem. He'll lose the real life game. But fantasy wise, he'll end up throwing you like 4 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Right.
Like
Polo tink tink. His legs get tired.
Yeah. He gonna throw that shit up there to Dez Bryant like 4-5 times for about 114 yards. Like Tony Romo, I have no problem with that dude fantasy wise. I just hate this. The thing I hate about Tony Romo, unlike the quarterbacks I have above him, when I look at a matchup, I don't know what I'm getting.
Like, right.
If Peyton Manning is playing, the Chiefs, I'm like, okay, that's a tough defense. But then if he's playing the Redskins, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, he about to go off. Tony Romo not like that. If he playing the Redskins, 1 week, he might just throw 3 interceptions, 1 touchdown, right, and end with 7 points. The next time he played the Redskins,
he might beat the hell out of them.
Yeah, he might put up 35 points. And it don't matter who's at home, who's on the road. I can't take that type of, like, inconsistency.
Right, and I think for me, I spend more time screaming at the TV. Mm-hmm. And people are like, but you're not a Cowboys fan. No, but I got Tony Romo as my quarterback. So I was like, that's stressful. Nope.
And all y'all that pick Dez Bryant, Mr. Slap Your Mama.
Mm-hmm.
I hope y'all teams crash and burn in hell.
All right.
Yeah, this is a good pick.
We'll get the wide receivers soon. But, the other thing about Tony Romo too, though, is I'm just glad I'm not a Cowboys fan.
Right.
Cause like, if my actual wins and losses depended on this nigga, I would lose my mind every year. Like, if it was just like my fantasy wins and losses is enough to drive me crazy. If it was my actual team and I had to be like,
right,
I hope this nigga don't throw 5 picks today, man. I really hope. Oh, here he go.
Yeah, you like, can see the Cowboys fans. I feel so bad for them.
Like, what's scarier than being down 6 as a Cowboys fan with like 3 minutes to go and you got to drive 80 yards?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's scarier than that? Or even worse.
Having RG3 trying to slide. Because you don't know if he's going to live or die.
Right.
Off that slide.
But you know what?
It's a Romo.
Romo just going to fall on his ass. RG3 might not come back.
He might die.
But with Romo, you be wanting him to die and he won't.
He keep coming back.
Like, I wish he would just die and then we could like, maybe I could get another quarterback. Phillip Rivers, I don't trust what he did last year.
Nope.
It was a really bad team. He had a kind of a bad start to the season. Then he started going off. Everybody was going crazy for him fantasy wise. But if you watch the games, it was like real lucky. Like, I feel more strongly about Nick Foles having a good season than Phillip Rivers having a good season.
Yeah, man, I hate to root against Phillip too, since he is NC State.
Yeah, I'm not rooting against him, but I just don't see it. Hopefully, he proves
me
wrong.
I wouldn't draft him on my team. I tell you that though.
Yeah, me. Yeah, I'll be skipping. I'll be skipping his name like it ain't even.
Rivers is up and down.
Look, I looked at Phillip Rivers and people was drafting him. I was like, thank you very much for not drafting somebody I wanted.
He's a Phillip Rivers is one of those guys where the reason that you would be okay with his season is because if you do have him on your team, you waited a long time to pick him.
Right.
So it's like, oh yeah, my fucking 100th pick is, you know what I'm saying? Like, the 100th pick in the draft is getting enough points to be the starter. That's good.
He would be my Geno pick. Like, Geno was my last pick. I didn't want anybody else that was left. Yeah. I'll take Geno. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would have picked Trent Richardson, but somebody had grabbed him.
No, that's bullshit, man. Anyway, we'll get the running back soon. After this, I'm just gonna go down the list because it's kind of all of them are undesirable. You guys can stop me if you find somebody that y'all would pick, but I don't want Andy Dalton.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I don't want Big Ben.
Nope.
He'll rape your team.
why they got Ryan Tannehill? What? anyway, I wouldn't take him.
That's because their receiver got them hands.
Yeah, I don't know.
I forget his name. Remember, he was like, we got to stay, make these catches. And then the next game, he dropped the game with a catch.
Mike Wallace?
Yes, Mike Wallace. Yeah. That dude. That's why.
Joe Flacco, of course, undraftable. Alex Smith is undraftable for me. Well, no. I don't think Alex Smith is undraftable. He just can't be your number one quarterback.
Yeah, he'll safe pick, though. If you're in a two quarterback league, get him as your second because he's not going to have any turnovers.
Right. Eli Manning. Yo, he should be at the bottom of this list. Them niggas like barely scored a touchdown in all of preseason, and they talked about we're going to switch the offense up and he going to throw for 70% this year. Nigga, please.
Yeah, did y'all not even watch last season?
Yeah, fuck no. Carson Palmer, nope. Jake Locker, nope. EJ Manuel.
I like his name, though. Jake Locker.
Yeah, EJ Manuel, nope.
Nope.
Josh McCown. I actually like Josh McCown with Tampa Bay.
Almost got him.
And I think he will finish. They have him as the 25th ranked quarterback. I think he's going to finish in the top 15. Like, he's a value, you know.
He got better as the season went on last year.
Yeah, he still got Vincent. Man, have y'all seen their receivers?
Nope.
Them niggas all is like 6'7". Like, do not.
That's not a Madden glitch.
Dog, do not be shocked if they finish the season as like second or third in the NFC South over the Panthers and the Falcons. Because them niggas are going to be real, real hard to stop. Because if the offensive line can block at all, or they got that dude, what is that? Safarian Jenkins or something like that. Tight end, 6'7". Of course, Vincent Jackson, like 6'5". Then they got that other, who's that other receiver? Another big 6'5 ass nigga. Like,
tight end, B. Myers. Safarian, he is a tight end too.
Yeah, nah, Safarian is the one that they drafted.
Mike Evans.
Yeah, Mike Evans, a tall ass nigga, and Safarian is the dude that they drafted this year.
Yeah.
Safarian Jenkins.
They still got a running back, D. Martin.
Yeah, Doug Martin. They just gonna be throwing that shit up, man. Like they gonna be like that Madden frustrated. When you turn Madden up too hard, and it'd be just frustrating because, damn, they just keep getting like 3rd and 5 catch, 3rd and 5 catch, 3rd and 5 catch, and you just can't stop them. I think they could be like that. Josh McCown, if he's just any type of quarterback, can just throw it up there. Geno Smith, undraftable. Johnny Manziel, undraftable, and I don't know why people are talking about him like he isn't.
Right. I don't. He wasn't drafted in any of our leagues, was he?
Yes.
Not any that I no standard league I was in. I don't think. Was he drafted in the TBG?
Yeah, Johnny was.
That one dude was like, I'm a Browns fan, right?
Yeah, I can't remember who it is. I'm about to look.
Nigga didn't even draft the starting Browns player. Come on, man. Ryan Fitzpatrick, undraftable, and Sean Hill, nope. Mm-hmm. Teddy Bridgewater's interesting, but I wouldn't draft him unless it was a keeper league. And the rest of these niggas, I'm not even going
to. Is he starting, though? Bridgewater, he's not even starting.
No, he's not starting.
Yeah, so why is he up there?
Unless it was a keeper league or something, I don't know why you would draft him. Running backs. Let's just go through these. We talked about some of them already. Jamal Charles, LeSean McCoy, Matt Forte. I think you're safe with all of those. Adrian Peterson's fourth on this. I think Adrian Peterson is going to have another stellar year.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be any worse than what he was dealing with the year before.
Ain't that the truth?
Unless he just breaks down all of a sudden.
Yeah, I don't know why he wouldn't still be in the top three.
Yeah, I don't even know why he's not the number one, really. Monty Ball, everybody's just expecting him to pick up where NoShawn Moreno left off. I don't trust Monty Ball. I don't think he can block as well as NoShawn Moreno can. And I also don't trust, I know that Denver doesn't seem to be worried about it. I think he's going to have fumbling problems like he's had his whole career. And I don't think Peyton's going to be putting up with that shit. Like a couple fumbles, a couple missed blocks, and all of a sudden you're going to start seeing the backup come in.
Well, that's the other thing too, is they not a run team. Peyton passes that ball. So I don't know what you would expect to get out of him. Maybe some receiving touchdowns.
Well, NoShawn Moreno was one of the top five running backs in yards and attempts. When he was there, because Peyton, they do run the ball a lot because they had a ball a lot. And Peyton's so smart, he'll set you up with that run, and then just flick it down to Demaryius Thomas for a touchdown.
They defense suspect this year.
They is suspect.
I don't know who would draft. People was drafting their defense early,
so
too.
So early.
I was like.
Are y'all just saying, I don't feel comfortable drafting any defense that a good offense is against. Like that also has a great offense, because even if they were playing great D, they're gonna be right back on the field.
Right.
Oh, we got an interception. Give it to Peyton. Oh, touchdown. Damn, we gotta come back. Eventually the other team gonna score. You just too tired. Eddie Lacy, I love this year. I worry a little bit about his injury history, but I don't know. I'm a big fan of Eddie Lacy.
That's why I didn't fool with him.
Every time I drafted him, I got him at a place where it was a steal.
Right. To me, inconsistency, because I had him before and I was like, no.
Yeah, I like him a lot. But like I said, I can see people not being a big fan of him. But 1,100 yards last year, 11 touchdowns. Yep, I'll take it. Even 257 receiving yards. So pretty good, pretty good. Arian Foster. Oh.
I almost drafted his backup. Just cause.
I have him in a lot of leagues because he failed so far that I was like, well, I guess he's a good pick at 27. But every league that I have him in, I also have his backup.
You have to, man. But the thing is, I was like, I'm not going to get him just cause the game that I might play him is the game that he's splitting reps with the backup, and the backup the one getting all the touchdowns, yep. Just like last year. Now it's like, I'd rather just not even deal with him.
Here's a controversial one, because you guys know I'm a Carolina fan. Giovanni Bernard, I don't get it, and he's not on any of my teams.
Nah, I would have drafted him had he been available for me. Not my first running back.
He's going 15th. He was available. You ain't taking him that high. That's what, when I say I wouldn't have him on my team, I don't mean if the nigga, I would not draft this nigga for nothing. Like, the place where I would draft him apparently is way later than everybody else.
Right, oh, okay. Cause that's what I was going to say. Okay. Like, no, every round that I was like, okay, now I'm going to get Giovanni. Somebody would draft. I think Karen drafted him, as a matter of fact.
Who?
Did you draft him? It might have been you or Shirley. One of y'all got him right before my pick. And I was like, what the fuck?
I don't remember picking him.
Dog, I can't see it for that dude unless he falls to the third or fourth round, man. Because he had 695 yards last year, 170 rushes.
But that was splitting.
I know. But it's not like he's going to suddenly jump to 340 rushes. It don't work that way. He might get another 50 to 70 more rushes. I don't see that as enough to make him.
He get more than that. He's a lone starter this year. The starter they had, they cut from the team.
They still have a backup though. It's not just him by himself. And even still, he's so small. I don't know, dog. I don't trust it. We'll see during the season.
Well, I didn't get him to find out, but.
Yeah, I don't trust him.
I won't be focused on him because I didn't get him, but I did want him.
This is going to have to be his year where he proves that he can do it before I believe. I don't see it for him.
But he was going to be my third running back, after I had my other two.
Plus, he still got that damn quarterback, man, Andy Dalton. Although I, you know, in all fairness, he did catch a lot. I see he caught a lot of balls. 56 catches is a lot in a PPR league. So maybe I'm just a little too concentrating on the rushing stats. And if you throw in the receiving stats, and add a, you know, 40 to 50 more rushes, maybe he is a top five guy or something, but I didn't want to take the risk.
I feel like definitely, if I had him on my team, I would watch the first two, maybe three games. If he had the first two games are good, I'll start him after that. I would.
Yeah. DeMarco Murray. I mean, if you draft him, you're going to start him. Cause Giovanni, the place you have to go to have him, you don't have two better running backs. It's impossible. Cause he going off the board at 15. You know what I mean? Like,
yep. But that,
if
but
you spend that high of a pick, you, I mean, I would hate to see somebody be like, oh, I took him with my second pick, but I ain't trying to start him. Why not?
That was the other thing, man. People was picking him. I was like, they don't like, they just picking him just cause he was high on the board, not right. Cause they really wanted him.
Right.
Cause a lot of people was like, who is this guy?
Right. Gio. DeMarco Murray, love DeMarco Murray, hate his knees and ligaments.
Right.
Other than that, one of my favorite players in the NFL. Love that dude, man. I hate his quarterback situation.
Mm-hmm.
His offensive line's a little weird. I think DeMarco runs straight up and maybe that's why he gets hurt so much. I don't know. But man, I love watching him. I love when he's starting and he's healthy on my team. But that tremble I get in my heart every time he gets hit, man. Cause that boy gets hurt a lot. He does, man. Like, he got all the talent in the world, man. But I'll be looking at him like, dog, please finish this game. And he got that misleading, like, look, 13 games, 10 games, 14 games. But it's a misleading 13, 10, and 14. It's so misleading. Cause in there, it's always a couple games where he starts the game, gets hit, and then you like, what happened to him? Yep. Did he go to the locker room? What? Why are you sitting over there holding his helmet?
Why is no more points? Now you gotta flip to the game.
Yeah.
To find out what's going on.
I'm on Twitter. Hey man, anybody know what's going on with DeMarco? Marshawn Lynch, solid pick. Don't trust that situation though, cause it's that last year, that contract. They don't want to give him his money. He owed.
Right.
Like, feels like, I'm not saying they will, and I hope they don't, but if halfway through the season they start sliding in that Christine Michael dude, his backup, a little more and a little more.
Oh,
and a
it's
little
gonna
more.
Happen.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I can see me being like, if he was on my team sitting up here in week 10, like, hey dog, did Marshawn get hurt or why is this Christine Michael dude getting out of carry?
It was like, he didn't even come out.
And I refuse to draft him just because of his name.
Yeah.
You can't trust a man with a woman's name.
Doug Martin. Lord. I don't know what happened with Doug Martin really last year, man. Like, dude had a great first year with 1,400 yards and was a beast, 11 touchdowns. Last year, even though he only played six games, he struggled like shit in them six games. One touchdown, 456 yards. Like, people are predicting that he'll come back to, his old form this year. But, we'll see, man. I don't know if I trust him.
He got that Cadillac Williams syndrome.
Yeah.
In Tampa Bay.
Right. That's like, he won't be the first running back that they chewed up and spit out that we have no idea why he's not good anymore.
Yep.
Like, I don't know what it is about Tampa Bay running backs. You just look up and be like, this nigga not good. What
right.
happened? Le'Veon Bell, don't trust it. Steelers offensive line is terrible. Although, you know, where he's getting drafted at, I wouldn't take him, but if I was in a draft where he kept falling, maybe then. But I don't feel comfortable with Le'Veon Bell as my running back, period. Reggie Bush, not a great choice, but I don't have a problem with him because normally by the time you get him, it's because you picked a quarterback or a tight end or two wide receivers or something. So you got to roll with Reggie.
True.
By the way, this is why I normally go running back early.
Because
I hate, like, I literally hate all these picks until we get to the sleeper picks. And I'm not sure about those dudes.
Right. They might pan out. They might be a bust.
Like the next one, Andre Ellington, I love him. But I could easily see this nigga. I could see myself looking at my team being like, why the fuck I take you? Like, what was I thinking, dog? Why did I think you could really be a good running back in the NFL? Of course. You too small. You love catching passes. Of course. CJ Spiller. Half a running back, basically. Because Fred Jackson.
Yep. And you know, I drafted Fred just because Fred don't want to get all the touchdowns.
Yep. Fred be the one that be healthy. CJ Spiller little ass get lit up like once or twice. You be like, damn, dog. He going to the locker room again.
Hey, Fred, I looked at the numbers. I was like, wait, Fred not the starter though, but he got like 12 touchdowns.
Yep.
And CJ only had like 2-3.
And you know the main difference between him and Fred? Fred plays. Like, Fred will be like, they'll be like, yo, Fred Jackson didn't practice all week. His knee was in a boot. He was elevated. They told him to get some rest. But he is a go today at 1 o'clock. Like, CJ Spiller, they'd be like, we don't know what's going on with CJ. He says that he's a full-time back. He's ready to carry the load. But looks like he's a scratch.
Yeah. So 10 minutes, you know, 20 minutes before the game, they're like, CJ Spiller will not be playing tonight. Yep. For those fantasy football people out there, scramble to get your shit straight.
And he's one of those, and the thing is, he'll play, but it won't be like that kind of play that you need. Like,
right.
All right, man, you playing. I need you to carry this team. He's like, I'm going to play, but if I don't break a 60-yard run, I'm not doing shit this week.
Right. And that's how I feel about, we were talking about Blunt. That's how I feel about his ass.
LeGarrette Blunt?
Yes.
Oh, trust me, nobody's drafting him.
Right.
Some people Justin draft did. Him. I ain't get no LeGarrette Blunt.
No, nobody drafted him.
He was joking about that.
Karen throwing shade at one alone.
No, I'm about to say, I thought you did.
Karen picking people that's going undrafted anyway.
Nah, somebody did get LeGarrette
Blunt,
though.
Yeah, but they got them so late, they're not dependent on them.
But why?
Like, it's not just, like, why the thing is, them? If you... Guys, you can make an argument for why you get LeGarrette Blunt. If you draft Le'Veon Bell, then you might want to get his backup.
True.
So you get LeGarrette Blunt later. Not to mention, LeGarrette Blunt wasn't useless. Like, he did have a decent year. He's just not a good starter.
Mm-mm.
You know, like, he needs to be the only guy on the team for you to really depend on him.
True.
Zach Stacy, I love. I don't know why people are down on him, but apparently the Rams don't love him. Cause they keep talking about his backup, Benny Cunningham, is going, you know, be the man. I'm not sure what's going on with that. Toby Gerhart, white running back. So I picked him in one league.
After you was joking me for getting him.
A white man named Toby. You gotta have him. I was just jealous you got him before me. Now I got him so late that he was my fourth running back. So I didn't care. And he's a full-time starter. So, you know, I wouldn't have took him early. Like Justin did. But
I did not take him early.
Yeah, he did. It was real early. I was like, damn, really?
No.
Like, I took Toby Gerhart like I took RG3.
I took Toby after, first of all, I already had my quarterback, my other running back, and my receivers.
But he's still a starting running back on your team.
And, right. And it was nobody else there. I was like, I got to get him because there's nobody else left.
Right. That's different. I took Toby Gerhart after everyone passed on him, but I already had my starters. So then I was like, I guess I take him since y'all won't take him.
But he on the team where they're going to run the ball a lot.
Yeah. Some of these other people, all right, stop me. Why is Alfred Morris this low?
Oh, for the Redskins?
Alfred Morris is going 30th.
He fumbles the ball a lot.
Yeah, I would take Alfred Morris ahead of Toby Gerhart, Jock Bell, Rashard Jennings, Ryan Matthews, even C.J. Spiller.
You say that till he fumbled the ball twice.
No, I take him. I've had him on my team before. I take him. I like him.
He fumbled too much for me.
How much does he fumble?
I don't want to slap him.
It's something ridiculous. Like, he fumbled like a
every game. Look at his fumbles.
Let me see. They don't have his fumbles on the stats right here. Tell me.
Of course, they only gonna have the good. I'm about to.
Yeah, look up his fumbles, man. Cause maybe I'm just sleeping on it, but 1,200 yards last year, the year before, 1,600 yards, almost 5 yards a carry.
And that's including receiving too. He catch the ball.
No, receiving is different. That's 78 yards, 77. Like, he didn't catch the ball a lot, honestly. But yeah, I don't know why. What's wrong with him?
He fumble a lot.
I guess I'm maybe because I don't watch y'all games that much, but I don't have no problem taking.
They fumbled like 5 times last year. That's a lot.
Is that a lot?
For me, it is.
It's not a lot to me.
I don't.
It's only a lot. It's only a lot. You know what a lot of fumbling is? It's only a lot when they take you out the game.
Right.
If they was taking them out the game, then you're right. Then I wouldn't feel comfortable starting anybody that has a fumble. Like Stephen Ridley, they was taking his ass out the game. I don't give a fuck if it was one fumble. Too much. But if they, like, let you play through it, I guess what can I say, right? Chris Johnson, Ray Rice, I'm not drafting him on any team.
Nope, people were picking him up, though.
Yep. Yo, did somebody pick him up first round?
People were picking him up.
Second round?
It was something early. You know the problem with Ray Rice?
You know he ain't playing, right?
The problem with Ray Rice isn't the suspension, though. It's only two games. The problem is, when he was playing, he was averaging 3.1 yards a carry.
Did y'all not listen to the show?
What the fuck were y'all listening to last year?
He would get like 40 yards in a game.
Yeah.
With 30 carries.
He had 660 yards for the whole season.
And he started.
And he only missed one game and he started every one that he played.
Oh, that's not good.
What the fuck? Fuck that nigga. I remember looking at him on Sunday. We'd do balls deep. I'd be like, yeah, and according to this, Ray Rice had 32 yards.
All game.
other sleepers that I like, Frank Gore.
Yep.
Been going way too late, 62. Starting running back. Just get his back up too. You'll be fine. I don't like Ben Tate. People love him like he don't play for the Browns. And like he's ever had a healthy season in the NFL.
Yeah, and he's the dude that Cleveland cut, right?
He's a Houston cut him.
Yeah, because he was the backup for your boy.
Yeah, Arian Foster.
Yeah, he couldn't play if he could have played the whole game, they would have kept him and cut Arian.
Right.
Because they were tired of his shit.
Right. So no, don't want him as my starter, but y'all free to have him.
That was Ben Jarvis Green Ellis I keep thinking about.
Yep.
For Cincinnati.
Pierre Thomas, don't care. Don't want him. Lamar Miller.
Well, who does he play for anyway? Is he still with the Saints?
Still with the Saints. Mm-hmm. Trent Richardson, undraftable.
He's not there.
People were picking him up there.
He in a better system now. He coming back a new man.
You know, I was okay with this because I thought maybe you'll prove me wrong by putting your mouth where your money is and your money where your mouth is and draft him in one of the leagues. I even called you and said, hey, man, why don't you get in the other league too? Because, you know, you get another chance to draft your boy. You must have just forgot about him in the first time. Then during the draft, I'll remind you, like, hey, Trent's still on the board. Justin, you know, this will be the time. You say you believe in him. And somehow you didn't want them 564 yards.
I want to win.
You didn't want him.
I want to win. I can't place my hope on Trent Richardson, that ass clown out of Cleveland.
Oh, Lord. You know what's so funny is Trent Richardson had 564 yards, right? Yep. He had 18 games to get it because remember he got traded?
Yep.
So he never had a bye week. He had two extra weeks over everyone in the NFL and ended up with 564 yards.
That's not good.
You trash ass nigga. You are trash.
But somebody did get him, though.
Somebody got him in both leagues, man.
Yeah, somebody got him.
That must have hurt to have to make that pick. Select Trent Richardson.
You did have to, man. Pick up a second defense.
Right. I would have took all these people behind him. I would have took MJD going behind him. Danny Woodhead going behind him.
Yep, good
Fred
pick up.
Jackson went behind him.
Good pickup.
Darren Sproles went behind him.
Good pickup.
Give me all of these people. Oh, my God. Anyway, all right. So let's see. Man, this is going too slow. Let me see. Wide receivers. I'm just going to go by the people I wouldn't pick. Because, you know, obviously Calvin Johnson, Demaryius Thomas, Dez Bryant, AJ Green, Brandon Marshall, Julio Jones, all really good picks. Jordy Nelson, I'm a little scared of because his injury last year, but he's a good pick. Antonio Brown is a sleeper for the Steelers. I think Karen got him in one league.
Yes, sir.
It's because Ben passing it to him. I looked at him and I was like, nope, I don't even want anybody on the receiving end of Ben
Roethlisberger. I think it's his name.
Right.
Like, he just got a plain name and it just make it seem like, why would I take this nigga? But he good. He real good.
But I did get Marcus Wheaton, though.
I don't see him on my list.
He is third down on my bench.
Yeah, I don't see him on my list at all. Alshon Jeffrey, Randall Cobb. I mean, I'm trying to see.
Oh, Karen, I did get LeGarrette Blount. My bad.
I thought you did in that league.
I picked him so late, I was just picking people I knew I wasn't going to use.
I thought you had him. I was like, I'm thinking, did pick him.
Yeah, they won't see no play time on my team.
Because I remember you joking about it.
Vincent Jackson, Keenan Allen, Pierre Garçon. Oh, Victor Cruz, I'm not drafting.
But he got the hands of God, man.
I'll never catch him in the place that I need to have him in order to get him on my team. Because I don't trust that offense with the Giants at all.
Oh, no, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah. I wouldn't pick up anybody from the Giants.
I mean, they had him in preseason. What the fuck was the problem then? Could throw one touchdown? Roddy White. I'm just trying to see if I have a problem. I think Cordarrelle Patterson is going way too early, even though it's the 18th wide receiver off the board and the 48th pick overall. Nigga, his quarterbacks are still whack, and he still play for Minnesota. Not yet. Like, people are so early on him. Who else? Percy Harvin I like, but he won't finish the season. Come on. Come on, dog. Yep. Julian Edelman, stupid pick, way too early. 22nd wide receiver. I don't trust any of the Patriots wide receivers except for Gronk at tight end.
I like all their tight ends. They do a good job of picking tight ends.
Mm-hmm. And they pick good people, too. Character guys. All right, man. I don't really care much about the receiver. Oh, another dude I wouldn't pick. People picking too early. I would take him late, but not early. Sammy Watkins. His quarterback is still EJ Manuel. I don't give a fuck how great he was at Cleveland. He gonna be quadruple teamed. EJ gonna be throwing them picks.
Yep. You know I got Demaryius Thomas like fourth round.
No, you didn't. You got him, but you didn't get him that far down.
Bro, I was eyeing my picks for, I tell you.
Cause I can't help it. this is what I do. I make fantasy football drafts, dog. This is what I do. I memorize this shit.
Going to the draft recap.
Yeah, go look at the draft recap. Guarantee you can get him in the fourth round. You know second. What pick that
oh,
would
I got
be?
Him second.
Yeah. And I guarantee you were at the end. What were you, like 8, 9?
17.
Yeah, so that's,
you were. I was ninth.
Yeah.
Overall, but that pick, it was the 17th pick.
Wait, ninth overall, 10, 11, 12. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's still a steal, but fourth round, that would have meant everybody died or something. Like, he raped somebody and then nobody knew, but.
Yeah, I don't draft rapers.
Yeah, nobody knew he didn't do it but you. Like, that would be the only way you can get him in fourth round.
No, he didn't do it.
Tight ends, I don't really think as much to talk about here. I wouldn't draft Jason Witten in any league. Karen drafted him in 2, I think. So,
I think
luck,
I did, yeah.
Good luck with that cluster. He old, man. And my problem is, every time I had him, I felt like this nigga wasn't playing the whole season. But he was.
Yeah, he played the whole
season. He just don't never feel right. You know, I like it for lack of a better term.
Yeah, he ain't gonna ball.
But he's a top tight end though.
I
can always make the case that he's a top 5 tight end.
Because you don't get consistent points put like that.
But he's been doing this shit since 2003. Mm-hmm. He doesn't miss games.
Mm-mm.
I think he's a little too old for my taste. I wouldn't gamble on him this year, but I can't be mad at him. You know, but I don't know, man. Something about him, man.
Doesn't he get hurt a lot, too?
He does, but he doesn't not
play.
But he doesn't not
he
play.
Always play, yeah.
He's played 16 games every season except one, and that was his first season.
Seems like he always hurt, though, and, like, you got to take him out the game at halftime.
He played with, like, no spleen one time. Because it was like, oh, there's no way he could play. And he played.
That's a tough ass dude.
Yeah, but I just don't trust it on my team. I'll just be like, nah, nigga. But, he's still good. Nobody else do I really care about. Greg Olsen's a pretty good pick. I don't know. All right, man. Let's talk about news. We got a ton of fucking news to talk about.
Oh, we're not going to predict who's going to win the games?
Which games?
This week.
Oh, man. That'll take way too long. I mean, we could.
Just win, lose. Just pick.
All right. Let me go look up the schedule. Hold on. Man, I forgot we did this. Hey, man, you think we should start a pick'em? You know what I'm talking about?
That'd be fun.
I never played it. What is it?
Mm-hmm. It's where you go in and pick the games, like,
mm-hmm.
before the game.
Oh, just to keep tally of who, how good you are?
Yeah.
Just pick a win or loss.
You think we should do that?
That sounds cool.
Maybe we should
I don't know how much effort it take.
I don't think it take much.
No, just go in and say win or lose.
I think I could just go in here and say fantasy and games College pick'em. That's not what I want.
That's too much.
Pigskin right pick'em. That must be NFL. Let's see. Get started. Wait, hold up. How can I start a group though? Join groups. Wait, hold on. Anyway, I think I'm gonna start one, man.
Okay.
I think I'm going to start us a group, guys.
Yeah, it's real simple, Justin.
Oh, I don't want to get my picks out there.
I played them before. You just win or lose.
Yeah, I don't want to get my picks out
there. Yeah, create group. There we go. Group name, TBGWT. Group motto. Nothing.
Yeah, because a lot
no,
of people.
No, I think I'll just make it balls deep.
A lot of people would do the pick'ems. Like, they might not do, like, the fantasy, but a lot of people do pick'ems because it's actually simpler for most people because it's like you're just picking a team.
Yeah, we'll just pick it straight with no spread, you know?
No, I don't know what that means, no.
Set an entry to join the group. Let's see. Choose an unlock group or a lock group. To avoid participants swapping one of his or her more successful entries into your group, you may want to consider using a lock group. Okay, lock. Max entries, one. So one entry per user that can join the group. Would you like to drop each entry's worst week score? No.
No, keep all of it.
And we make it public. So I guess people can see it. So if I hit join group, you must select one entry. Okay. So join group and then, okay. And then here are the teams and this is how you pick them. So I'm going to make my picks live on the air. Green Bay versus Seattle.
Wait,
man, I'm about to say, you didn't let me adjust to join.
I mean, y'all want to join right now? I mean, y'all can add any time.
I'm logged in. I don't see what it...
How do you get there?
I'm going to go to ESPN homepage.
Right, hold on. Let me invite my friends.
Because the people in the chat, I'm sure they logging in right now, too.
Right.
Give me 1 second. I will invite my friends. It says...
I thought it was public, so we should just be able to find you, right?
I mean, search TBGWT then, guys. Y'all acting like I didn't just find this out just now.
Well, not that, but I figured because you have been doing the other leagues, you was more familiar with it.
Nah, I've never done this before.
Okay.
Here's a link that they have in the invite. See if this works for y'all in the chat room. Y'all let us know if this works. And it's not really a priority to it. It's anyone can join. It's not private. There's no membership. Anyone can join. Y'all let me know if that works.
It says Y02013. That's you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. You can actually go to the Pigskin Pick'ems and actually type in TBGWT under search, and you'll pop right up.
Okay. So there. Y'all join our group, all right?
Okay.
Now, y'all both in there? Do y'all want to make
I just
y'all entries?
Get started?
Yeah, I hit get started. Now it's asking me do I want to.
It didn't say join the group anywhere? Hmm. No.
Yes, please send me weekly reminders. Do not send me weekly reminders.
You might want to get them weekly reminders. You'll probably forget.
I'm not.
Anyway, so the first one.
Yes.
Green Bay versus Seattle.
No, not down here.
Okay.
Karen, you got it now?
Yep.
All right, so she's faster than Justin. All right, so.
Karen, what did you do?
Oh, to get in?
Like, it'll ask you, like, do you want to do an entry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you go to the entry, and then it should take you to a screen like mine, Justin. Did you use that link?
Ask me to join a group.
Oh, no. Okay. Go back.
Technical difficulties, guys. play some music. Justin's still struggling.
There you go. See, it takes you straight to the group. There you go.
All right, I guess they're not ready.
Listen to the music and let your body move. Music feeling good. Get on the floor.
Everybody in the chat room's already in.
The cat. Yep.
Everybody already in.
Jumped over.
Come on, Floyd.
The cat jumped. The cat jumped over.
All right, man. We wasting time. I got to hurry up.
Cat jumped over.
Karen, you know what time to dry clean the clothes? Because the show might have to end when the show got to end.
I can I'm Google right now. Around. I can Google.
I can't drive all the way up there with no suit. All right, so let's make our picks, man. Green Bay Packers over Seattle Seahawks. I'm going with the Seattle Seahawks. My boy Russell Wilson going to get off to start the season. The Green Bay Packers defense is not going to have enough dudes with dreadlocks to be able to stop them.
And they at Seattle.
Yep.
What more do you want? Like, once it said at Seattle, that was the end of discussion.
Karen, what about you?
Hold on, let me go.
Are you still Googling the cleaners?
I'm sorry. For this one, I'm going to go Seattle.
All right. Now we have the New Orleans Saints at the Atlanta Falcons at 1 p.m. I'm going to go with the Falcons. I feel like the Falcons, people are sleeping on Roddy White's back.
They was on Hard Knocks.
Okay. They was on Hard Knocks. They was on Hard Knocks. Oh,
yeah. I'm going
Gotta
go
Saints.
Yeah, I don't pick a team that's on Saints. Hard Knocks.
That Hard Knock team never works out. Damn, I forgot about that.
You're welcome.
Tampa Bay might finish second in the division, dog. I'm not joking. Man, I was feeling really good about the Falcons for a while, and then you're right, man. That goddamn Hard Knocks curse is real.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See, Chicago Bears and the Buffalo Bills.
Have the Bills won a game in 3 years?
It's at Chicago, and EJ Manuel is the Bills quarterback. Gotta go with the Bears.
Yep, Bears.
The Bears. Wow, we agreeing on everything so far. The Bengals play the Baltimore Ravens.
AJ Green.
Bengals.
Now, of course, they won't have Ray Rice. So they might
win.
They might actually be able to run the ball.
I'm still going Bengals.
I just don't trust Joe Flacco.
Me either.
And I think the Bengals defense is for real. The Browns play the Steelers.
Toss up.
I'm going with the Steelers.
It's at Pittsburgh. Johnny Football. You know they're preparing to play Johnny Football and Hoyer.
Steelers.
Yeah.
Why would you pick anything Cleveland?
Yeah, I gotta go with Pittsburgh. I'm probably picking the Browns to go 0-16. If Josh Gordon was healthy though, it'd be a toss up. By healthy I mean not on the drugs.
And that dim drugs.
Kansas City and Tennessee Tennessee Titans at Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City, yeah. Man.
The $1 million man will be quarterbacking. I got to go with Alex Smith at home.
And they won all those games last year. They still got a good coach. Andy Reid is a good coach.
And Tennessee don't have a fucking Chris Johnson anymore.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Kansas City.
Do they even have a coach? Who's Tennessee's coach?
Now, this is a toss-up.
It's not Jeff Fisher.
This is a toss-up.
Gino.
Oakland Raiders against the New York Jets.
This could go either way.
Now, the thing is, David Carr is the quarterback of the Oakland Raiders, and I don't think he's ever, or not even David Carr, whatever his little brother is, one of them Carrs. he's the quarterback now. And Gino, but it's Gino.
I'm going with Gino, man.
Shit.
I drafted Geno. I'm going with Geno.
Yeah.
East Coast bias.
Oakland's too
bad. Go ahead and pick Oakland.
Yeah, it's at 1 o'clock. And you know what? For Oakland, that means it's 8 in the morning.
Right.
So I'm going to go with the Jets. Man, I'm picking a lot of home teams this week.
That's usually the favorite.
Minnesota at St. Louis. I'm going Minnesota.
Yes, sir.
Is Bridgewater quarterbacking yet?
No, yeah, not yet.
Rams for me then.
All right. I just don't trust the Rams because they don't got a quarterback no more.
Minnesota don't
either. Sam Bradford came back and died. And I think that blow is going to be a little stronger than people think.
Minnesota doesn't have a quarterback.
Matt Cass, well, you're right. That's a good point.
I'm going with the Rams.
The Rams defense is better than the Vikings defense.
And
too.
If they had Bridgewater starting, I would pick the Vikings, but they don't have Bridgewater starting.
Yeah, I just think that Bradford got hurt at the exact wrong time for the Rams to be ready to win this game.
When did he get hurt? Because
like the last the second to last preseason game.
People were drafting him.
No, no, they weren't. Not in the leagues we did. No. I would have clowned the fuck out of him.
I could have sworn I saw somebody draft him.
No, you know you didn't. Because you know I would have been. We would have been talking about it to start the show today.
We was talking a lot of shit in that draft.
Yeah, we was.
That's how it is on the basketball court. That's why people don't like us.
Patriots played the Dolphins.
Patriots.
Yeah,
they only had to cheat to beat the Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm playing the Patriots too.
Tannehill still their quarterback in Miami?
I think so.
Right.
One of them. Jacksonville Jaguars play the Eagles in the lock of the week, apparently. Nobody picked Jacksonville in the ESPN.
No, they didn't.
It's Jacksonville, dog. It's a Florida team, first of all.
I have faith in Nick Foles for this one.
Yeah.
No, I got faith in Shady.
Washington Redskins at the Houston Texans. I gotta go Texans on this.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, ain't picking the Redskins.
Apparently people don't understand, but the Houston Texans defense is for goddamn real.
J.J. Watt is the truth.
This is not just J.J. Watt. They also got that nigga, the beast from college this year. What's dude?
I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
Clowney.
Yeah, they got Jadeveon Clowney.
However, I'm not going against my boys. Washington?
Yeah.
Come on.
Go ahead. You got to pick them. Come on. You got to pick them. Yeah. I like the way they're shaping out. I think I'm going to catch two on you already. Start of the season. 49ers play the Cowboys. I'm going to go with. Damn.
Yeah, this is a toss up.
You know what? I'm going with the Cowboys at home.
I said Cowboys might fuck around and win.
I'm going with the Cowboys at home because 49ers defense is gonna not be trailed at all.
Their defense is terrible right now. Now but Dallas, I think their offense is better than
Dallas defense.
Dallas defense might be even worse.
If I said it ain't that great either.
But no, you already picked Dallas. Go ahead and run with it.
Nah,
I got San Fran.
I'm going 49ers.
I got San Fran.
Nah, I can already see this. It's gonna be Kaepernick coming out that backfield, running all over their ass, getting everybody gonna be like, Kaepernick, the best quarterback ever. Bucks at the Panthers at the Bucks. I'm going Bucks.
I'm going Panthers.
I'm gonna go Bucks too. I want to go Panthers because I'm a Carolina boy, but
yeah, I hope Cam proved me wrong. But
got nobody to pass.
Cam ain't got no ribs.
I know that.
They only have a running back.
Yeah, I picked for them like just to pick the Redskins. Oh, okay. It's like fuck it.
Okay. They don't even have. They got D'Angelo and Jonathan Stewart.
It's gonna be amazing as we go through this season, and y'all see how I do with the Eagles picks. Because I'm not gonna be like y'all at all.
we know y'all had no loyalty. Yeah. That's a dark skin.
It ain't even a loyalty thing.
That's
you
a dark
about,
skin trait.
I'm a root for them, but I'm gonna be like these niggas. Obviously gonna lose. Y'all can be denial if y'all want. Oh, they gonna beat the Patriots. They Redskins.
I'm not saying I ain't in denial. I'm just saying.
No, I know.
I'm gonna pick 'em anyway.
I know. I'm trying to win the pick 'em league. Indianapolis Colts and Denver Broncos.
Didn't Luck beat
Denver?
Didn't Luck already
beat? Yeah, he beat the Broncos last year.
I got to look and see.
In Indiana, which is why I'm picking Peyton Manning to get revenge.
I was going to say, I got to see. Oh, they only played once last year?
Yeah, once.
Damn, so I can't decide if it's the home field advantage.
I think it was a shootout, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And yeah, Luck was came back and won.
It was like ridiculous. Like, they both got like 55 points apiece.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Luck.
All right. Giants against the Detroit Lions. I'm going Detroit Lions.
Me too.
Yes.
And
for once.
Yeah. And the Chargers play the Cardinals. I'm going to go.
I'm going Cardinals too.
Go ahead.
I got to go Cardinals. Yeah.
Nah, go
and
ahead
the tiebreaker is. Predict the final score of the Chargers versus the Cardinals. I'm going to say Chargers 13, Cardinals 28. Boom. And I'm done. My picks have been submitted.
Mine 17-10.
Feel free, everybody, to join us in the league. Just search TBGWT on Pigskin Pick'em on ESPN.com. If you need the link, I will tweet it out, and I'll make sure to put it on the Facebook page as well. Karen, just let me know when the cleaners are closing. And,
okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. It was.
That's all right. Nah, we made the picks. Let's talk about some news, man. Super Bowl odds for the NFL for the teams. The Broncos are number one. 26-5. So, oh wait, not 26-5. That was a record last year, 26-5 or something like that over the last couple seasons, some shit. But that's not what I care about. They're 6-1 to win the NFL Super Bowl. So that's pretty good. New England is second, 7-1. Man, New England's running off some reputation, right?
I mean, no, it's their division.
They haven't won a Super Bowl in like what? It's a decade?
It's their division, man.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, how many years do we gotta go, they gonna win the Super Bowl and they don't? I mean, I feel like 10 is the limit where we got to go dial back a little bit. Seattle's 13-2.
I don't think they, well, I like Seattle, so, mm-hmm. But I don't think they're going to go back to the Super Bowl.
15-2 is the 49ers.
Nope.
The Packers are 10-1. Saints are 12-1. Then rounding it out, Bears 20-1, Colts 20-1, Eagles 20-1. Lions are 33-1, Steelers are 33-1, and the Chargers are 33-1. So, $1 wins you 33, guys. Yeah, that's Super Bowl odds.
Do you remember the name of them cleaners? I'm sorry.
I don't, but the receipt probably in there somewhere. Didn't you move the receipts? So I went to look for it and I couldn't find it.
Okay, I'll go find it real quick.
All right. Kevin Durant did what I said he should do and picked the Nike deal over the Under Armour deal.
Did he pick them or they matched the money he had to stay?
Well, let's see. Apparently, they will pay Durant approximately $300 million over the next 10 years, keeping the Nike KD signature line humming along in the process. Since news broke that Under Armour threw a substantial offer in front of Durant and put his sneaker loyalty up for sale, many wondered if this would mark a major shift in how elite players and sports apparel giants do business. Could Under Armour, a new company in the shoe scene, afford to invest so much in the resources into one player? Could Nike afford to let the second best player in the world go? While Durant technically still had a few months remaining on his initial 77-year, $60 million contract endorsement deal with Nike, Under Armour dropped a bomb with an offer of $265 to $285. So $300 million means they overpaid. Like they didn't just match it. They went past it. Nike did end up going, after initially putting out a lower offer, Nike ended up doing so at the 11th hour, matching the dollar amount presented by Under Armour and throwing in a few incentives based on the performance of the sneaker line that could raise the figure to a reported $300 million. Oh, so they matched it, but then they said, with incentives, $300 million.
And who's his agent again?
I believe it's The Rock. Holla.
Okay.
Holla.
And I know you don't really keep up with baseball, mm-hmm. but Robinson Cano.
Yep.
Out there leading his team to the playoffs.
Oh, you're over, baby.
After they said Robinson Cano should not take that money and they will not see the playoffs for
several years. Tell Scott Boras he is over.
He out there leading Seattle to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. How you spell Cano?
C-A-N-O.
Good. I got to talk my shit on Twitter, even though I don't follow baseball. but, yeah, man, I knew Jay would use that leverage. And it worked. So, Jay was able to be like, yeah, nigga, maybe we'll go to Under Armour. He didn't, but he got all his money and some.
I don't know how you could see Jay-Z agency group representing all these other guys
mm-hmm.
and not say to yourself, damn boys over there are really getting money.
T-Mac reportedly is trying to make an NBA comeback.
Good luck.
Now, this is after him trying to become a baseball player. And after he was on the bench for San Antonio the year they didn't win the title.
Yep.
So, guess who he's practicing with to learn how to come back?
Kobe.
La, 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 la. Yep. He's practicing with Kobe Bryant to try to learn. Retired seven-time All-Star Tracy McGrady worked out with Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant late this summer in a Southern California gymnasium testing the preparedness of his body for a possible NBA comeback attempt. Yes, I was working out with Kobe Bryant to get in shape and see how my body feels, he told Yahoo Sports in an email Tuesday night.
He not gonna make it.
Who gonna take a chance on him?
Well, first, we already know he only doing one of Kobe workouts. Mm-hmm. It's just like when Dwight Howard said he was working out with Hakeem the Dream. I mean, right. You worked out,
but what? You know Kobe ain't showing him everything. Yeah.
And what happened to the moves Dwight was supposed to learn and show off during the season?
Right.
I didn't see him.
Still ain't seen him. And you know Kobe ain't. Kobe ain't showing but like two moves. yeah, we're going to do the overhead lift. Then we're going to do a couple squats. Oh, I'm tired. You can go ahead and go home if you want to, man. Is it gone? Is it gone? All right, cool. Now let me go get the water resistance training. let me get in my gravity compression chamber. That's some new shit y'all don't even know about.
Yup. Come on, Tracy.
Wes Welker popped the molly. He's sweating. Woo! Apparently he got suspended 4 games.
Yes, he did.
I was hoping you weren't gonna bring this up.
I mean,
definitely gonna talk about this.
I mean,
because some people still got them on their roster.
If you pop a woman named Molly, you get 2 games. But if you pop a Molly, you get 4.
Yep.
Doesn't this just mean it's not his first time violating the policy though?
I don't know, man. He was rolling on ecstasy.
I thought the first game was 1 suspension.
Yeah. He says, I wouldn't have any idea where to get Molly or what a Molly is. Walker said in the email to the Denver Post, that's a joke. I don't do marijuana. I don't do drugs. I don't do any drugs. He tested positive for amphetamines from a sample taken shortly after he attended the Kentucky Derby. So maybe he got it at the horse race.
When he was handing out all that money randomly, wasn't it $5,000, $10,000?
Yep, remember that? Mm-hmm. Pro Football Talk, citing a league source, reported that the 2-time All-Pro took Molly that was laced with amphetamines. A source told the Post, meanwhile, that the positive test was for Adderall, which can be taken by NFL players but must be cleared by the league, and Welker doesn't have a clearance for it. Welker, in an email to the Post, argued that the sample was tainted but said he does wonder whether somebody put something in his drink at the Derby. I'm as shocked as everyone is at today's news. I want to make one thing abundantly clear. I would never knowingly take a substance to gain a competitive advantage in any way. Anyone who has ever played a down with me, lifted a weight with me, even eaten a meal with me, knows that I focus purely on what I put in my body and on the hard work I put in year round to perform at the highest level year in and year out.
You want to focus that day?
Maybe it was helping with concussions. Maybe he don't remember because of the concussion.
You too.
Show me potato salad. The 33-year-old veteran who's entering his 11th season said he now knows the drug policy procedures in the league are clearly flawed, according to his email to the Post, and that he will do everything in his power to assure that they are corrected. Yeah, right, nigga. You ain't about to do shit but sit these 4 games and be thankful you won't get a concussion for the next month and come back.
Because they definitely was going to put him out there this week.
Welcome, Phil. Mm-hmm. Yep. Welker appealed the decision and was excused from practice August 20 and 21st to attend the hearing. The Broncos opened the season Sunday against Indianapolis Colts. Welker will be eligible to return October the 6th.
They close at 7.
Okay, cool. According to ESPN and multiple reports, the reigning AFC champion Broncos were irate at the time of the NFL's decision because it came Tuesday night after they were done game planning for the Colts. So they definitely were going to put him out there. That's why they mad, because I was like, damn, we was going to play him.
All the plays they worked on this week, he was out there running drills, even though he just had the concussion.
Right. Typically, the league announces suspensions earlier than that. Sources told Schefter that the Broncos, who were aware of Welker's positive test, still thought he would be able to play in the opener pending his health until the ruling came out.
They mad at the ruling, but not him for cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm mad that he says he wasn't trying to cheat. If you're not trying to cheat, you're not trying to win. That's not the dude I want on my team.
Yeah.
I help not trying to cheat. What kind of teammate is he?
He has a full statement. I want any of you football players. and all sports fans to know there are no shortcuts to success. Nothing but hard work and studying leads to success. I have never been concerned with the league's performance enhancing or drug abuse policies because under no scenario would they ever apply to me. But I now know that the drug policy procedures are clearly flawed, and I will do everything in my power to ensure that they are corrected so other individuals and teams aren't negatively affected so rashly like this. I have worked my whole life to be the best that I can be, and I have encountered many obstacles over my career, and this will be no different. That's like caps. Thank you for the outpouring of support, and I want Bronco Nation to know that no one and nothing will get in the way of our goal as a team to bring Mr. Bolin the trophy he and this great region deserve.
Sound like a lot of me.
Sound like
thou doth protest too much.
You going hard on that lie too.
A Ryan Braun lie.
Jim Irsay reaches a plea agreement. The Colts owner, the biggest kingpin in Indianapolis.
Yes, he is.
Got that cocaine, baby.
Mm-hmm, got that stuff. I got that blow. He should be considered a boss.
Yes.
Jim Irsay finally reached a plea agreement for his impaired driving case. Isn't it funny how it became an impaired driving case? Not felony drug possession case.
Right. Yep. Didn't they find a lot of shit on him?
Yeah, enough to distribute.
And how much money did he have?
So much coke dealing money.
Like, yeah.
$29,000 in cash.
We went to that to drunk driving.
Mm-hmm. No. Impairment?
Impaired.
Yeah.
Right. And what for the average person, they consider that drunk driving.
He
so
was impaired with all that money. And couldn't get his feet on the pedals.
You know, he got to be able to vote for local government, things like that. They're not going to give him a felony now. He can't even take away his rights.
Details of the agreement were not immediately released. Irsay was arrested in March on two misdemeanor charges and was scheduled for October 30th trial. But the Star cited online court documents reported that a change in plea hearing has been scheduled for Tuesday. He reached a plea agreement.
Mm-hmm. I'll
now,
suck your dick for some misdemeanor charges.
Mm-hmm, please, baby. Now, that did lead to him being suspended for 6 games, which is very disappointing because he could have hit a bitch.
I wonder, can he
so he totally wasted his time. I bet he wish he could go back and find a woman to hit.
But could he sell
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell wasted no time in punishing Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay. Within a few hours of Irsay pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge of driving while impaired, Goodell had suspended him for 6 games and fined him $500,000, the maximum allowed under league rules. Irsay's ban takes effect at 5 p.m. Eastern Wednesday. In addition to being barred from NFL games, Irsay is not allowed to be at Colts practices or even be at the team's facilities. He can't represent the team at any league meetings or events. And Goodell also imposed a social media blackout on Irsay. In a statement released by the Colts, Irsay acknowledged he made a mistake with his March arrest and apologized for it. He also said his arrest has, quote, helped put me on the path to regain my health, unquote. Irsay's punishment may seem harsh, but Goodell had little choice. He's taken a hard line on misbehaving players, and he couldn't have been seen going lenient on an owner.
You know, that's maybe he's black and Seiko because he gotta go on a social media blackout.
Mm-hmm.
Hope he don't go on Twitter and blame me. He also has 55 minutes exactly until he has to be away from the team. So
he could just sell his owner's box for $100,000 a game.
I wonder if he can do that.
If he's smart, get some of that money back.
Yep, he'll end up getting an extra $100,000. He'll make money off of this.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man, because, like, you know, it to me is weird to see an owner get punished in the first place, but people weren't clamoring for it, so I guess Goodell's just a man of the people doing what everybody wants, really.
Yeah, he should be punished. He should. Like, maybe I'm on the side where if you're going to be the principal got to punish the teachers, too.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the owner, so
I don't care.
I feel like they don't really mean it. They're just doing it because people got mad.
Yeah, I think you should. If you're going to go hard on players, nope. Get the owners, too. Just because they're rich and white, don't give an exception for them to act a fool and there not be punishment. Nope.
But even players only get 4 games for this.
I'm shocked he got this much.
Me too.
And the amount of the fine, I'm shocked was that high.
Yeah, I'm actually a little bit surprised. He went above and beyond. I think the thing I don't like about these kind of things is that Goodell is just a slave to public opinion, and I don't like that.
True.
Too much of his decision base seems not to be like a standardized, this happened, therefore this is the penalty. It seems to be a lot of people really mad this time. So
right, and that's why the NFL and the players union really need to get together and come out with a flat rules and regulations so that when shit happens, everybody knows what's up, and it's not really public opinion. It's like, hey, these are the rules. You broke it. This is what goes, versus him just dictating what happens. And that's what happens when you have a dictatorship.
Dictatorship.
Okay. I'm sorry, dictatorship.
Anyway,
Waka waka waka.
Ray McDonald will be the first person to test the NFL's new domestic violence policy.
Yep.
Apparently, he decided that even though the 6-game suspension that like Goodell announced was really important, he decided that in landmark. What, Karen?
Didn't he do it like a day or two right after it was announced?
I'm getting to it.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, just I can read the article. I cannot.
It's 2 days in a row, Karen. He can't handle it. He's starting to crack.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff.
He's starting to crack.
I blame Justin.
But he decided that someone needed to test the limits and maybe take it to the Supreme Court. So he decided to be the guinea pig and put his money where his fist was and go upside a woman's head. And so he got a,
not just any woman, his baby mama.
He was arrested at 2:48 a.m. Sunday morning for felony domestic violence. The police confirmed the arrest of him. McDonald will be the first player to test the NFL's new domestic violence policy. I like the way they put that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why he did it.
Now, what he should have did was went there and sucked some dick and got it reduced to a misdemeanor like Jim Irsay did.
McDonald was taken into custody without incident and booked in the Santa Clara County Jail on felony domestic violence charges. Commissioner Roger Goodell recently admitted that he was wrong in giving Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice just a 2-game suspension for domestic violence incident involving Rice's now wife. So he changed the policy. Among the circumstances that would merit a more severe penalty than 6 games, because it's possible that it could be more than 6 games because the victim in this alleged incident is pregnant.
Yep. Oh.
Yep. So Goodell said among the circumstances that would merit a more severe penalty will be a prior incident before joining the NFL or violence involving a weapon, choking, repeated striking, or when the act is committed against a pregnant woman or in presence of a child. A second offense will result in a banishment from the NFL. While an individual may petition for reinstatement after 1 year, there will be no presumption of assurance that the petition will be granted. These disciplinary standards will apply to all NFL personnel. McDonald does have a DUI arrest in his past, but he hasn't had any off-the-field incidents otherwise. That does not matter with the new policy on domestic violence, however. He was originally drafted in the third round of the 2007 NFL draft and signed a 5-year, $20 million contract extension in 2011.
They spent a lot of money on the third rounder.
Mm-hmm.
So if he gets out, you know, next month, they good till a month go by, and he having a bad game, and you know she provokes him. Does that 2 separate charges, and he'll get banned, or is it just that one decision will be based off of the outcome of both of those 2 separate charges?
I don't know, man.
Oh, because to me, it's 2 separate charges because you did it twice, like same person, but you did it twice.
It should just be one charge if it's the same woman too.
Like if I
fight the same woman over and over, it shouldn't be multiple charges. It should just be one charge from one woman.
Police don't treat it like that. Every time they bring their asses out there, they go, "We've been out here 10 times, but we're gonna treat it like one trip."
They should treat it like that too. They keep getting back together. It should just be one charge, one woman.
I disagree. What I am interested in though is, is it the accusation or the crime? Because you know, sometimes Goodell doesn't wait for the justice or the law or for any of that shit. He just goes ahead and gives out his punishment. And, you know, maybe he has a sit down with you or whatever. But that's his punishment, and then the law might do something separate,
right,
if anything at all. So right. Now so far we haven't had a situation where Goodell's punished somebody that later got found innocent.
True.
But I wonder what would happen if Goodell punished the dude 6 games, you know, to make a point because public outcry, and then you find out later like, oh, actually he didn't hit her, she set him up or something.
That's true. I think for the fact that he was charged, he was like, you're charged, we have to abide by these rules.
Well, they haven't suspended him yet. Nothing's happened to him yet. There's just, I wonder when they're going to do something and what, if they're going to have to wait for the law, because sometimes these cases can take years.
Right. He talking like he innocent, though.
Yeah, I know. He said it's crazy. You guys are here. What happens when they come out? It says police arrived and after seeing McDonald's pregnant fiance with some minor bruises on her arms and neck, they arrested McDonald without incident. So...
And she choked herself. Is this some thin line between love and hate?
Who knows, man.
That's why you don't date crazy, though.
What do you mean?
Both ways. You don't date crazy men, and men don't date crazy women.
Yeah, we because there's so little information on it, I'm not really speculating on anybody being crazy.
Somebody in this situation is crazy. If she did that to herself, she crazy. If he did it to her, he crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I mean, I know what you're trying to say. I just don't know what happened. We'll see what happens when the stories start coming out. Because who knows what the fuck happened.
I'm passing judgment now.
I get it. I get it. But that ain't got nothing to do with me. Ray McDonald was not made available for their open locker room period Tuesday afternoon.
Was he in the shower?
At some 48 hours after he posted bail on his arrest for domestic violence, which resulted in visible injuries on the victim. His absence left his teammates to speak for him, even if they were reluctant to talk about it. Still, tight end Vernon Davis said a large number of 49ers were at the party Saturday night in which the alleged incident between McDonald and his girlfriend took place. I'm not sure if it was half the team or 75%, he said. I know guys came to support Ray on his birthday. We love each other, so we had to support each other.
That was his birthday? Damn.
Mm-hmm. He said, I was actually leaving on my way out, and I saw the cops around. Said Davis, who initially posted a photo on his Instagram account celebrating the party before taking it down, just because, he said. As far as what went on, I don't really know. I wish I could tell you guys something. I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. So I don't know what went on over there. I wish I could put my finger on it. I don't know. All I do know is Ray's a great guy, but he's awesome. He has great character. Everyone on the team knows that. He's a guy of good integrity, great character, hard worker, good player. He comes to work each and every day.
I like Vernon Davis, man. That's the dude you want having your back when something goes down.
Especially after you hit your woman. Like, please lie for me.
That's not what he said. He said, I ain't see anything. I don't know anything.
Yeah, but, I mean, when he said, all I know is Ray is a great guy,
yep.
Like, that's one of them, like, yeah, but if you hit your woman, define great.
True.
Like, how great can you be beating up a pregnant woman?
I mean, if you had slapped Karen around, I'd be like, man, Rod's still a good dude. I mean, he's funny. We have a good time playing basketball. Not we me. Tell a lot of jokes at the court.
I come on the show like, fuck this nigga.
Yeah, I don't know if I feel comfortable.
You can't respond to that.
I do like I do like Jim Harbaugh's comments, which seemed a little bit like hardcore, really. Jim Harbaugh spoke with the media, and he did not mince words. He said, I'll be very clear. He told KNBR radio show. I wonder if I could play audio of this.
His pants too tight. No long for in-depth conversation. Gotta hurry, loosen my tight pants.
Gotta be able to breathe.
I'm trying to see if I can play the video of this, but it's moving kind of slow. What is this the video of Harbaugh, or is this just dude leaving the courtroom? Let's see.
Crazy situation.
Crazy situation?
Yeah.
Is it true?
Excellent question.
Oh, it's just him leaving the courtroom, shaking his head.
Why he answered the question?
When do you think we'll hear your side of the story?
Probably when I don't know, man. Next couple days. Can't say too much not right now, but maybe the truth will come out. You already know the kind of person I am.
What kind of person are you?
A woman beater.
He's the woman beater, Mike.
Street with him, huh? Damn, how many blocks they followed him?
They follow him to his car. They don't give a fuck.
A camera all in his face.
Right.
Should have ran that 4.5 40 like he did in training camp. See if they keep up.
All in his face. I don't think I can handle that.
So he says, Harbaugh, the coach of the 49ers, says, I'll be very clear. You ask me how I feel about domestic violence, I can be very clear about that. If someone physically abuses a woman and or physically or mentally abuses or hurts a child, then there's no understanding. There's no tolerance for that. When asked if he would allow a player guilty of domestic violence on his team, Harbaugh answered, yes. Yes, we would not. We can be very clear.
I'm the one dude who would. Tony Dungy would.
That don't even sound very clear, though.
Tony Dungy doesn't mind these distractions.
Yes, we would not does not sound very clear.
I thought it would be no.
Sounds like yes, not. We would.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He can't say that definitively.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because he's not the GM.
Right.
Right.
The owner's like, what the fuck you got to do with these contracts?
Right. I don't care about them beating the bitches if they can play there. I said they on the team.
The 49ers were a little less clear whether McDonald will remain active at the team, as team security, police,
right,
and perhaps eventually prosecutors complete their investigations. GM Trent Baalke, or Baalke, held a contentious press conference with reporters in which he repeatedly dodged questions about McDonald's status for Sunday season opener. What's the process to determine whether Ray McDonald plays Sunday or if he ever plays again for the 49ers? Well, right now it's a legal matter. There's a such thing as due process. We intend to let that play out. Is that the way you handled Aldon Smith's matter when he was allowed to play 2 days after his arrest last year?
Damn.
A precedent for this matter? I don't think Aldon's case has anything to do with this case. There are separate issues and they will be dealt with separately. Do you and the organization share Harbaugh's stance that there's no room for the team on the team for someone guilty of domestic violence? I think this is certainly something that hits home for me. I've got 2 daughters myself. It's certainly domestic violence is unacceptable and it certainly won't be tolerated. Will McDonald play Sunday against the Cowboys? That remains to be seen. Once again, it's due process. Interesting.
Do y'all believe in second chances?
You believe in second slaps?
Well, if it's going to serve four purposes. Eyes.
What, Karen?
Yeah, just believe in 2 black eyes.
Mm-hmm. Texans defensive end J.J. Watt got a $100 million deal.
They use nice. The term give.
Who? Yeah.
Why they don't say that when they talk about how much money the Lakers gave Kobe?
They do talk about it.
No, but they don't word it like that. They don't be like Lakers give Kobe. They be like, and Kobe's hamstringing the team.
Only 51.8 is really guaranteed though. But that's the most for a defensive player in NFL history.
Oh, you football players, you don't make enough money for the damage you do to your body.
They sure don't, because, yeah, they say them big numbers, but they don't get all that money.
Floyd make that in one fight, don't he?
Right.
Yep. Alex Smith got paid this week, too. So good for him.
Yep.
J.J. Watt and Alex Smith cashing in before the season starts.
I know, they agents like, I have to get this money, especially Alex Smith agent.
If I was J.J. Watt, I'd be like, finally, I could put these weights down. I'm good. Made it.
Oh, I'm not playing this week. I got a sore toe.
Speaking of getting paid, the Clippers and Spurs joined the race to try to get Ray Allen. He want to go to a contender bad, yo. It's kind of shameless how he handling.
Oh, he's about that winning.
Yeah, the way he handling his career lately is pretty shameless.
Think that's why Garnett don't fool with him?
Probably not. Jerry Colangelo calls James Harden the leader of Team USA.
Damn, this
is it because of the beard?
I feel bad for the USA then.
Yeah.
Right, because.
Is he leading them on one half of the court? Because I'm pretty sure he's not leading them to no defense.
No.
I guess that fits right into that Euro ball.
And he just seemed like an asshole after that comment he made about Parsons.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I think I would look at Harden as that leader. Harden is kind of a natural leader, and he seems to be willing to accept that role. And you can just kind of feel it and sense he's the one.
Because
everybody else is like, I don't want the job.
Shouldn't it be Derrick Rose? Shouldn't he be the leader of the team?
The quiet dude that won't talk to anybody.
Isn't he the elder? Isn't he the elder statesman?
Right, that's not mature enough to go and recruit other players.
Isn't he the guy? Isn't he the reason they cut Damian Lillard and Wall and Beal? And he not your leader? I thought the point guards was typically the leader on all teams. Isn't that what Magic Johnson says? Oh, okay.
Interesting rhetorical questions there. James Harrison retired from the NFL. He played last year with the Cincinnati Bengals, and I didn't even know. So, good. I guess it makes sense that he retired.
Right.
10 years into his career. Known mostly for saying a bunch of stupid shit that made him sound crazy. So, he retired, man.
What position did he play? Middle linebacker, right?
We'll see. He played, linebacker, yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like that's the position, and he was fast enough, he should still be good enough to make a team.
Yeah, he decided that his love for his family and need to be there for them outweighs his desire to play the game. I missed so many experiences because I devoted so much time to my career. My love for the game isn't strong enough to make up for missing one more birthday or first day of school. He's only 36 years old, now he's got to decide what to do with the rest of his life. He was an undrafted free agent out of Akron who didn't deserve a chance to play in the NBA. I mean, the NFL.
He made
obviously.
It.
Didn't even deserve a chance. 10 years later. Because if you don't get drafted, you don't deserve a chance.
Yep.
You didn't know that, Justin?
I didn't know that. I know now.
Yep, no practice squad, nothing. It's too much of a distraction. Blake Griffin has a baby with the same woman who had Matt Leinart's child. Now, I didn't even know Blake Griffin was the baby mama type.
Right. I didn't even know he had a kid.
Because he's light-skinned and half white, I just assumed that he was above the fray.
That was a safe Negro?
Well, he's just a nigga. Just a nigga like the rest of us.
Redhead stepchild. With Matt Leinart's baby mama.
Who got a... Matt Leinart's old as shit, so she gotta be old.
All the chicks in the world.
Right.
And you choose the baby mama.
Of Matt Leinart.
Of Matt Leinart.
Party all the time, Matt Leinart.
Yep. She can't even produce any, like, you don't, I don't expect to have any other good athlete children with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's who you leave it in? Really, Blake? I can see if it was that 7 foot tall Brazilian woman with them big ass titties.
Yeah, right.
From Bleacher Madhouse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're going to have another 6-7 foot offspring.
Right. Probably play in the NBA like Nene.
Yep. Take care of you when you in your old age and to spend all your millions on groupies because apparently that's what you like.
In other NBA love news, Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade finally got married.
Fuck him.
Finally pulled the trigger on it. You schemed and you plotted and you got him. Yes, he will marry you. Are you happy? Damn. The worst part is they took a picture together with her and all Siobhan's sons.
Oh, and, yeah.
I noticed a couple things. Siobhan wasn't there. And the break baby wasn't there. Where the break baby, Dwayne Wade? You shame? Break baby can't come to your wedding?
You know what? She still got control of that child.
Yeah, break baby mama.
Yep, she's still got control of that child.
Oh, yeah,
like, you're not putting my baby in that. Gabrielle not taking my baby over.
Right, you going to pay me.
Just give me my money.
Right. You ain't got to never see us again. Just pay me.
Gabrielle make them other kids call her mama, but she don't spend no time with them.
She be smoking cigarettes around them and being mean.
Yep.
You shut up, boy. I got this money now with your daddy. You get over there and be quiet. Like, she wait till you leave the house. She be like, all right, we're going to have a fun day, guys. We're going to go to the park. Oh, you going to work, honey? Bye, Dwayne. Mwah. All right. All right. He's gone. Listen, you little niggas. You shut the fuck up while I study the script. Being Mary Jane is not going to write itself. Now, everybody go in there and sit down and turn the TV off and close your eyes and go to take a nap. But we just woke up at 7 a.m. Shut up. Hand me my Newports.
Go back to sleep and sleep
sick
in.
Shit.
But can we get breakfast?
Yeah. Can I use the bathroom? God, I'm sick of you. Come here. Let me burn you with my cigarette.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you lucky your crazy mama ain't here. so I could blame all this on her.
Mm-hmm. I hate you, God. Mm-hmm. I wish you could act. Why don't you go to Letty Mae Daniels lip acting school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, she would flip the fuck out.
She is so pretty for a 41-year-old, man. But she's also a harpy.
Such a stank hat.
It's so sad that she's such a succubus, man.
Such a stank hat.
And Wade fell for it. And without LeBron's love there to show him what a real relationship looks like, it's a wrap, man. 5 years from now, she's going to have half of all his new contracts. We're going to be like, told you. She probably mad he gave up the $20 million.
Kids not going to be there to love him.
Mm-hmm.
Man, can you imagine when them kids get to be 17, 16, they're going to look back and be like, I can't believe you made me
hate my mama.
Hate my mama and take pictures with this bitch.
Yep. Junior Seau's family opted out of the concussion deal that everybody else agreed to.
Smart.
Because they still plan on filing a wrongful death suit.
Because they mad.
Right. There's like, no, fuck that. Y'all going to pay us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think it's about the payment with them. I think for them, it's really about the principle and hopefully insurance.
Yeah, you making
know, they
a
got
change.
Money from insurance for that. And
they ought to be taking out their checks, like, you know, to like pay for the for that in the future.
Yeah. And hopefully they didn't. They weren't like, hopefully he comes from a family that football wasn't the only way that they were able to make a decent living. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't depend on football. He just happened to be a good football player.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, even if they scum of the earth and they want more money, good for them. Either way, you know, to bring more attention to the issue.
Yep. A California high school is getting rid of their Arab mascot and their belly dancer cheerleaders.
They're afraid of ISIS?
Wouldn't you be?
Yeah, they're chopping off heads. I was like, you know what? Nah, fuck that.
It's Coachella Valley High School.
Coachella.
Mm-hmm. They would drop their mascot because apparently it's offensive.
Hmm. Wonder why.
Mm-hmm. The nickname was the Arabs, and it will stay. But the Taliban-looking dude is gone. So
yeah, he does have a big Taliban Muppet head.
Mm-hmm. Let me put this in the chat for y'all to see, man. This shit.
Yeah, belly dancer cheerleaders, come on.
This is one of those, like, how did anyone think this was a good idea?
And it's probably been like that for years. Like
at what point were y'all like, yep, this smart?
It was Robin Williams and the lad, man. If they thought it was cool.
Mm-hmm. Coachella has worked with the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee to find a solution for the new mascot. The Arab's name will be kept, and the high school has submitted new logos for approval by the committee. What if all those are racist, too?
Is the Arab, did he donate oil money to build a high school, and that's why they're keeping it like that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because otherwise, that whole thing got to change.
Feel like Redskins just gone too far.
Right. I'm surprised they even keeping a name, but I guess they don't want us to go all the way from to scratch, huh?
The Thunder have traded Hasheem to beat to the Sixers.
What'd they get?
Cash.
They just don't want to win, man.
Dog.
Oklahoma keep tricking y'all, man. Every year they trick y'all.
No, listen. How bad does this say the Sixers think Hasheem Thabeet is? You see what I'm saying? Like, their whole thing is we're about to tank again. So we want him, we're going to make a trade to help us be worse by getting him and giving up nobody.
We'll take your cash.
Yeah, like, we just think you will make us the kind of team we need to be worse than we are now.
To be a number one draft pick.
Now, it helps Oklahoma City because it creates a trade exemption worth $1.25 million. So they might be able to, like, add an extra player or something during the season.
Who?
Well, like a trade or something. So it helps them. But man,
he was good for their team.
Apparently, that means they think the beat is so bad, the Sixers want him to help tank.
OKC needed him. He was good for OKC.
Mm-hmm.
He fit into their system. He didn't demand the ball. You know what I mean? Just got to play a little defense.
I don't even think he was good. I don't remember him being in a game.
For their system, though. That's
fuck
what I'm
fuck
saying.
A system. I don't remember. I watched some Oklahoma City games. I don't remember seeing this dude. Do you?
Yeah, he played.
When?
It, It's because the broadcasters dominate everything Westbrook and Durant the entire game.
No, I watched the game. I didn't listen to the game. I watched the game. And you know how much we clown. I was hoping to see him. I never seen this nigga get in the game, man. I love laughing at him. Maybe with some of them blowouts, I just missed the end or something. Because there's no way he was on the floor when it mattered. Like, they must have only put him in when they're like, we down 40. Just let that nigga play. Go on out there and get dunked on, Gene. Alden Smith got suspended for 9 games for violating the NFL's personal conduct and substance abuse policies. 9?
That's a lot.
Yeah, but 9? Doesn't it feel like...
3 for each infraction?
It feel like Goodell was just in there like, all right, so plus 2, minus 3, plus 3 for that. Carry the 1. Okay. Now I'm going to give you half a game back for good behavior, then we're going to round down. So
divide that by 2?
Yeah, then times 2 because it's your second year. You know what? Just make it 9. Just make it 9. I don't know what the right number should be. You've done so much stupid shit.
Right. This is why you need to have standard rules and regulations.
The Alpro suspension broke down into 4 games for violation of the substance abuse policy and 5 games for violation of the personal conduct policy. A league source told ESPN's Ed Warder. Smith will be allowed to be in the team's facility for meetings while under suspension, according to ESPN. He'll be eligible for return to the 49ers active roster November 10th following the team's November 9th game against New Orleans. So, yeah. 9 games. He will lose $1.24 million of his $2.34 million salary. Shit.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm surprised that it's... Yeah, I thought he was making more money than that. So, all right, man, well, have fun. He had 42 sacks since 2011, which is the second most in the league. Man, that defense is going to be hurting.
Can he still practice with the team and stuff? Because I know Ursay said he can't even.
I don't think he can practice, but he can come to film and stuff like that.
So I still got to show up to work.
Yep.
But don't get paid.
For free.
Mm-hmm. He needs some volunteer time. Maybe it'll help.
Yeah, clear up his... He need to get his mind right anyway.
Yep.
Right. Can't even be mad at that decision. Tony Stewart got in a wreck on his return to the track.
Shit.
Yeah, I was sure he was going to kill him, but turns out he didn't.
I thought it was going to be like Talladega Nights. And Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, but I mean, how?
Just well, you know, like it just a shock and start running around the track naked and shit like that.
I was like, what scene is he talking about?
You know, just yeah. When he had issues being back on the track.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he did it, man. I feel like the only way he could have proved that he wouldn't have did it is if he would have won this race.
Right.
Because only a man with a clear conscience and a good heart could get back on the track and win right away.
Oh yeah, he's a good person.
But getting in a wreck, nah, you killed him. You killed him on purpose, dog. He just didn't want to see us see it. What else happened? Oh, Michael Sam got cut, and then he didn't make the practice team. Now he's on the practice team for Dallas.
Good.
Good for Michael.
So apparently,
good for Dallas.
Not too much of a distraction for Dallas.
About time they owner / GM made a decent decision.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just thought it was cool story.
You know, they own everybody, right? Pick that boy up. We need him over here.
Everybody was getting hyper. All his critics
right.
Came out of the woodwork after a month and some change of silence.
Right.
Because they watched him make plays on SportsCenter every night
right.
And they realized that the kid was actually kind of good. So they got scared that he was going to make the team, so they shut up. So then when the Rams cut him, they start coming out the woodwork, talking about distraction, and no team wants to deal with this, and he's not even going to make the practice squad, and that's what the problem is, and blah, blah, blah. And then Dallas signs him. Shut the fuck up. You didn't know what you were talking about.
You know what I liked about it is Michael Sam didn't say a word.
Michael nope. Didn't say a word the whole process, well, other than, I know I'll be on the team somehow. I'm very confident in that, and I'll keep working. That's it. Like, wasn't out there talking about this is sexist or racist or homophobic. Just did his job.
Yep. Stand for that dude. I hope he does well. And not just in football, but in life.
Me too.
I hope he continue to be successful.
Yep. And
make your mama proud, boy.
All the distraction. all that distraction rhetoric can die with this, hopefully. Because people are like, do you even know who else is on the team that got cut? It doesn't fucking matter, man. Okay? There's a reason that we're paying attention to this guy.
Right.
And if you can't deal with it, then you need to shut the fuck
up. But the other reason, you know why we don't know? Because they too busy focused on when he's showering. Because we don't know because the media focus, and mainly ESPN reporters, focused on when does Michael Sam take a shower.
You know what? I don't even want to give that credence because they brought it up once and it was immediately taken care of. It's people are just biggest and they're making it seem like everything's bigger than it is. Like, yeah, they did. They brought that up one time. It got dropped within less than 24 hours. The team handled it. Michael Sam never made a problem, never made an issue out of it. And it had nothing to do with why he got cut. Like it's just all the distraction shit is not football related and it's not keeping him off a team. You know, he's a guy who deserves a shot at being an NFL player. That's the whole argument. And he's getting his shot. The end. Like, I hate when people try to like lump it into like this, like bigger machine. Like there was this one dude who used to be a football player. Now he's like, I forget his name. He's a journalist or something. He was like, yeah, see, this is why I was talking about him being a distraction. You don't even know who else on the team got cut. It's like, well, also he did have highlights.
Yeah, them other dudes didn't.
He did. Like he sacked Johnny Manziel twice, did the money dance during the preseason game. Yeah. I don't know. It might make the news whether you're gay or straight. You know, so yeah, it was just funny, man. Like how they're lumping it in with like the gay media is pushing this down our throats. Man, shut the fuck up. Acting like he's out there sucking some dicks. He's out there fucking getting tackles and playing football. Nothing is being hurt by the guy trying to make an NFL team. You just don't want to see him on the field. So you don't have to think about him being gay. You ever heard of Jesus Montero?
I've heard of Jesus Montero.
Is that really his name?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, because, you know, I don't follow baseball. Mm-hmm. So I would have believed you.
Me too.
Jesus Montero apparently threw an ice cream sandwich at a Seattle scout after heckling incident. The Mariners placed Jesus Montero on the suspended list. He will not play the remainder of the 2014 season.
Damn, for an ice cream sandwich?
Mm-hmm. The Mariners cross-checker.
Was it the good kind of some shit?
I don't know, Karen.
You know you can't throw shit at people, Karen.
The Mariners,
no, you can't throw shit at white folks.
The Mariners cross-checker, Butch Bacala, the scout involved in this strange incident, denies provoking or taunting Montero on Thursday night. Bacala told Jeff Baker of the Seattle Times on Friday that he did not attempt to anger the catcher and that the events of the evening are being portrayed incorrectly. First, he denied sending Montero an ice cream sandwich and then said he wasn't allowed to talk about it. He also told Baker to check whether they even sell ice cream sandwiches at Everett Washington Memorial Stadium where the game was played. It's not what is being portrayed, Bacala told Baker. Of course, I wasn't trying to instigate Montero. Why would I? I work for the Mariners. I work my ass off for the Mariners. Why would I do anything to hurt anybody? That wasn't even close to the intention. Bacala told Baker he didn't know what the club intended to do regarding his employment and will not be able to speak further until meeting with the Mariners general manager, Jack Zudrilla.
And you know what's funny? You get more games for throwing an ice cream sandwich than you do for running at the mount and attacking a pitcher. Okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because they fight and rumble all the goddamn time in baseball.
Well this isn't the ML. I think this dude is an actual player or is he?
I think the guy you showing on the picture right there, he's the catcher and the scout. I think, you know, they're not on the field like what Karen's talking about. So he could have been in the stands. He could have been down by the dugout if he wanted to. But typically they sit in the stands somewhere.
According to the report, the drama occurred during a minor league game. So it was a minor league game between the Everett Aqua Sox and the Boise Hawks. Montero playing with the Aqua Sox was rehabbing a strained oblique, and he heard a voice in the crowd yelling, "Rapido, Rapido," as he jogged off the field between innings. The voice belonged to a cross-checker, which is a major league scout who presides over other scouts within a regional territory. To reiterate the significance of this moment, a professional major league observer decided to put the screws to one of his team's own players. The screaming likely surprised Montero, who ignored the taunts and went to the dugout. A stadium employee approached the catcher with a special delivery shortly thereafter, one ice cream sandwich. Montero's not-so-secret admirer, the yelling Mariner scout, who ostensibly sent the dessert over as a means of taunting the catcher's overweight arrival at spring training in February.
See, he trolling this dude.
Right. Montero snapped upon receiving the sandwich. The catcher stormed out of the dugout with a baseball bat, hurled the delicious frozen treat at his tormentor.
Delicious frozen treat, yes.
Mom reports he was restrained by Everett pitching coach Nazuzel Cabrera and returned to the dugout. Montero sat out the remainder of the game. I'm aware of the incident in Boise, said Zadurity is sick. And we are currently in the process of gathering information, but
that scout might get fired.
Yeah, he did that shit.
Or fine, you know, suspended too. The player, it don't matter because he injured anyway. He down there just to heal up. So play or not play, his main goal is to heal.
Yeah, if you try for enough to send somebody ice cream sandwich, talking about nigga, you fat, yeah, you taunted that.
But they suspended him for the rest of the season, though, the player.
I mean, that's this week. Mm-hmm. Like, minor leagues ended this week. Except for playoffs.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. But I mean, the rest of the NFL season, I mean, MLB season too, probably, right?
Well,
I mean, I guess it won't matter.
Know. Yeah, I don't know how soon he was going to come back if he's nursing an injury.
Yeah, it probably don't matter. He'll probably be back next year.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, his suspension, that don't mean nothing because the season ended this week.
There was a sign on College Game Day that said, send them home, # Trail of Tears, # Go Pokes.
Oh.
Yep.
Somebody don't know their history, do they?
Apparently, white people think the Native Americans, they just want to honor them like they do with the Redskins. So, sometimes you have to honor a person by saying, you know, Trail of Tears, dog.
No, but this was shown on ESPN?
Yeah, it was shown on ESPN College Game Day.
Right. Nobody on ESPN like, oh, no, no, don't put that camera shot. But this is what happened when everything's goddamn live.
Don't they bring the materials for them to make the signs?
No.
No? Students did that all on their own?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, them signs they have, the students make them signs.
Good job, university.
Yep. So, Oklahoma university. State actually said they did not, on the Twitter, they said they did not condone the insensitive sign shown at today's game day event and I requested that it be removed.
At least somebody Oklahoma got some sense.
Yep. Speaking of Native Americans, majority of NFL players say the Redskin name is okay.
They would. They also don't mind tackling helmet to helmet.
Right.
Getting concussions.
Yep, playing with concussions.
Yeah.
All of the things.
And they're getting paid by the league, so they're like, hey, fuck it. I don't care what you call them, just pay me.
NFL Nation polled 51 Redskins players in a separate survey. With 51% saying they should keep the name.
So you think Robert on
false poll.
So 49% said they shouldn't though.
You ask players of the team called Redskins about the team versus asking like everybody.
I'm hopeful it's anonymous, but
no. But listen, 51% said they should keep it. 24 players, which is just 26 people said yes, keep it. 24 said they declined to answer. And a handful said it was up to Dan Snyder. None of them said no because, you know, their job's on the line.
Right. Yeah.
But they already showed protest during preseason anyway, the defense anyways.
Mm-hmm. But that was different. That was for Ferguson.
Oh, that, I always thought that was, that it is right. That was Ferguson.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Dumbass Poe.
Yeah, like, what do you expect them to say?
Right.
It's like if I'm like, Justin, how many agree with the name the Black Guy with Tips? Now here are your options. Get the fuck out. Or, you okay with it? Or, no comment? Or, it's up to me. But, you know, just go ahead and pick one. I'll just wait. Fucking asshole.
Are you gonna see my answer?
Yeah, I'm gonna see all the answers. So, but go ahead and, I mean, don't worry about it. Just be honest.
You have a lovely organization.
Right.
It's the best organization, you know, in the world.
Best podcast I've ever.
I would love to get a tattoo of the Redskins if my religion would allow it, but it doesn't. Nearly 3/4 of Americans favor letting the Washington Redskins keep their name. Yeah, man. You remember the poll they had with if black people should get civil rights or not?
Yep. It's also
and how we barely won it 51-49.
That's the same people that says black, most African Americans are 3/4 of a human.
Right. So. Should we continue to call black people niggers? Let's put it to a poll. 23% of Americans said no, but hey, that means 77% said yes. Look at it that way. Yeah, I just don't care about these polls, and I feel like this is misses the point.
Right.
Even reporting the numbers of these polls misses the point.
They, yes. Like, how many people did they actually poll?
Right. And who are you polling? And how diverse is your polling?
Like, did they go on a reservation to make this poll?
Right. Did you ask three people and they, decide them for that?
Yeah, did they do it in Dallas? You know what I mean? Like, where did they do this poll?
Yeah, I don't trust these polls, man.
Josh Brent is conditionally reinstated by the NFL per report. He will still have to miss 10 games, but he could be eligible to play by week 11. He's been conditionally reinstated. Yeah, 5 days to appeal his 10 game suspension.
He wishes it was 10 days.
He has not played in the NFL game since 2012.
Oof.
He was suspended from the league after being convicted of intoxication, manslaughter following his involvement in the car accident that killed his teammate, Jerry Brown.
Oh, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. So he could be back week 11 to play for the Cowboys. Spent 4.5 months in jail. So the Cowboys have a bye week in week 11. So he couldn't play till week 12. If he comes back, if he's able to come back and be reinstated. So, but yeah, man, that story kind of worked itself out. Ex NFL player Max Hall got arrested on suspicion of shoplifting and cocaine possession.
Oh,
so 6 games?
That's a 2.
Former Arizona Cardinal quarterback Max Hall was, I guess he had a maximum haul of cocaine and shoplifting.
Yes, he did. And imagine if BYU was like, oh, damn, why your mugshot gotta have BYU on it?
Yep. Police were called to a store at 11:30 a.m. Say they found Hall in possession of stolen items from Best Buy, Walmart.
At Walmart?
He also had a personal use quantity of cocaine. So, I bet somewhere Jim Irsay is like, so what, 3-4 pounds? Personal use?
That ain't nothing.
Police released Hall and reportedly said charges would come from the county attorney. Back in 2010, he was a fierce competition for Derek Anderson and Matt Leinart to see who could be quarterback, but he lost the gig and was out of the league shortly thereafter. So stay off the drugs, kids. It's really not good for you. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of you guys think it's going to work out, but it's not going to work out, man. All right. I don't know what Kobe news we have here. Let me play my Kobe music while I find something, though.
I thought you were going to use the Trace McGrady story.
So you used it. That was earlier, and that, you know. Let me see here. Hey, mama. All right. Jody Meeks wants to bring some Kobe Bryant work ethic to Detroit.
What?
Just to say what?
Jody Meeks was brought in to knock down shots in Detroit. Stan Van Gundy likes the 3-ball, and last season the Pistons shot just 32.1% from 3 as a team. Only the Sixers were worse. Meeks took more than 5 threes a game last season and hit 40% of them. Meeks also wants to bring some veteran leadership and work ethic to the Pistons. Things he said he learned from a year playing with Kobe Bryant.
Kobe.
Practice was at 11. We had to be there at 10. Well, I wanted to get there at 10, Meeks said. He was already there fully dressed and sweating. I got to the locker room at 9:30, got on the court at 10. He had been there for an hour and a half working on stuff.
Right.
I was like, man, it is true. The guy is working. The guy's working like this at the time that he was 34 years old. He felt like he still had a lot to prove, and he was still trying to prove people wrong. I was like, man, great player.
You know what, Roger? You said this. You and Justin said this. Kobe, like you said, Kobe's the type of player, but like, yeah, y'all be here at 10. I'm going to be here at 6 a.m.
Right. You don't. Yeah, and that's the thing. You just seen his basketball part of his workout.
Right, you ain't seen
him. He done did a lot of shit at home from 4 in the morning.
Right.
Before he got there.
You didn't see the 4-mile run at 3. Yep, he did cardio at 5.
The weight training.
At 6.
No matter if he is sick or hurt or injured, he never made excuses. He just kept working hard. He got better. Hey, you see where he's at? Yeah, we do see where he's at. We see you in Detroit. You ain't going to be able to bring that work ethic. Because if you truly was able to bring that work ethic, you say, we used to get to the gym at 7:30.
Right.
You know, that's what you say. You know what's funny, though? If you start trying to show up at 7:30, Kobe will show up at 6 the next day.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're not going to outwork him.
You be like, what you doing in here? You just getting up? Anyway, no questions in the chat. No emails this week. Early edition of Balls D Sports, man. I'm surprised we had so much to talk about, after really, a very short few days off, man. But thank y'all everybody for coming out and listening. And of course, we'll be back, Friday of next week. Another Balls D Sports. Thank y'all so much, premium people, for supporting us. And I hope, a few new people were able to listen live this time since, not before. Don't forget to join that, TBGWT Pick'em League on ESPN.com. Just search TBGWT and join the league, and let's have some fun. Maybe we'll do something like give out a prize to the number one person at the end of the season
Yeah.
That seems like that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. So we'll be back. Peace.
Peace.